And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents...
The N4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
Jesus, we should have a cluck off.
That's terrible. Hey, man, shut
the cluck up. All right, we are back for another week. News for Gamers Podcast Radio for the week of May 5th, 2008. We have a full house. The Royal Flush is in the house. Along with us, we have Justin, the Killer Wolverine Testa.
Yo!
Again.
Five in a row.
Making me rewrite the theme song.
Yeah.
It's emo and off time as it is, anyway.
Yeah.
So just anyway. Add extra emo since I'm
going to... Add a lot of extra emo for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, make it like a Cure song.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
also,
the slow ones.
As you heard, Jason, GamersCon Gambrel is here with us.
What's up?
Be careful of the color yellow today.
Yeah. I will try to be careful.
Okay.
You know how it is for the Green Lantern Corps. You know, it's like we're all about the green, man. Not about the yellow.
Alrighty then. Well, Sinestro's downstairs. He's waiting on you. Alright. Also with us, back after 2 weeks of not a special
guest.
Three weeks after not being a special guest.
Dun, dun, dun.
We have Brian the Boogeyman Peterson from gaming-age.com.
And the Feast of the Dead.
And the Feast of the Dead.
And many other things. And GameStop.com.
GameStop.com.
But hey, what's up?
Also with us, with your headset off.
Someone stole my headset because of the terrible, horrible role model set in GTA.
Nice. We have Ryan, the Wombat Wombold.
I'm blaming everything on GTA this week.
You should.
I don't give a shit what it is.
There you
go. If I trip and fall down your stairs when I'm leaving, I'm blaming it on GTA.
Cool. All right, we're going to do the fondling your console. It's going to be a little different this week as we go around the room. Don't talk about GTA yet. Leave that for the big at the end, because there's not a person in the room that hasn't played it.
Okay.
So we'd be able to discuss
shit,
it.
That's slim pickings for me. Then.
Well, I can't help it that you don't have any money. So why don't we start with you and just get it out of the way.
He's been listening to Slim Pickens.
I'm the real Slim Pickens. All you other Slim Pickens are just imitating.
Yeah. You're not allowed to reference Eminem ever again.
Yes, please no. But let's see.
I will dye my hair blonde one more time and look like Eminem. So you better watch it.
Go ahead, Slim Shady.
Picked up Crackdown again, so a little bit of Crackdown. Not much of it. And Ratchet & Clank for the PS3.
Ratchet
&
Clank?
It's fun. It is. I like the little disco ball thing you can have.
The Groovatron?
Yeah. They just sit there dancing. That's funny. But I think that's about it.
Wow.
Other than the big one. Which
the
still not to talk about.
That you need not speak of now.
I think that, well, Rock Band. Play
you shut
rock
your
band.
Mouth.
Yeah, Rock Band.
Yeah, the Rock Band.
Does a week go by, you don't play Rock Band?
No.
Well, you also played something else last night, too.
Mario Kart. I did play Mario Kart a little bit. It's Mario Kart.
It's amazing how many games you forget you play.
Yeah.
Because we played Kane and Lynch, too, in case you forgot.
That's right, we did play.
It's amazing how sad you sound about having played all these games.
I played very little this week, but I played six different games.
I played Mario Kart.
I gotta live up to my emo.
You're like, you know. Eeyore over there in the corner.
Yeah, you're like Eeyore. Yeah.
It's been a rough week.
You play The World Ends With You?
The World Ends With You? Yeah, you should. It's an emo game.
Whatever.
It's very emo.
It is.
You get to collect pins.
How could this happen
and you can
me?
You fight enemies with fashion.
And you can even wear a hoodie.
That's the best description for a video game that I've ever heard in my entire life. You fight enemies with fashion.
Yeah, they should advertise the game in GQ That'd be pretty cool.
I thought that was Activision's America's Next Top Model, the game.
Oh, no, in that game you just fight common sense with fashion.
True. You turn into a big lizard. 8.0. Anyway, continue on.
I wonder how many people are still listening to the show that remember the "and then I killed the dragon" 8.0 joke.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know.
Probably not very many.
That joke. Did you have any opinion on any of these games?
Well, Ratchet and Clank, it's fun. It's Ratchet and Clank's fun, but it does get repetitive because it's basically the same thing over different levels.
How long have you been playing it?
About 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
It's
got,
realize,
I like the humor.
You do realize that same description can apply to just about every video game on the planet.
You're right, but this it's just different levels.
So is that a franchise that should be killed?
So stop. You leave me alone this week.
See, and this
I
is the
question.
It's the first Ratchet and Clank game I played, so the humor's funny. Like, yeah, they were flying away in a ship. For some reason, the ship shot out some kind of knockout gas, knocked out Ratchet. And Clank was like, oh, that doesn't work on robots. So then out of the dashboard of the ship comes a big boxing glove and knocks him the fuck out.
Nice.
Which is... had me laughing for a little
thing
bit.
The thing is, that game is nowhere near as funny as they were in the past.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost like they put the story in as an afterthought. So that's
awesome.
That's just the way I feel about it. I play about half of it so far, and I'm just like...
Does it get repetitive for you?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
He can't go back and play the original because his PS3 is not backwards compatible.
No, it's not. Got the...
You am cry.
The originals were really good.
Were they?
Yeah.
No. Except for Deadlock.
Huh?
Except for Deadlocked.
Yeah, yeah. The
that don't
I still
count.
I still of the three sort of cartoony Sony franchises, Jack, Ratchet, and Sly Cooper. I still like Sly Cooper the best.
Sly Cooper.
See, I never played
Sly Cooper
either.
Needs a sequel, man.
Sly Cooper's not going to get a sequel
because Infamous comes
out.
Yeah, because Sucker Punch is making Infamous.
That looks really good.
It does.
I hope to see more of that soon.
Yes.
Anyways, sorry to sort of derail your fondling.
No,
there,
it's fine. It's not much to talk about again, but Crackdown, I love that game. I continue to love that game. I will never hate that game. And whoever does is dumb.
Oh, snap.
For all those people who bought it just for the Halo demo, punch yourself in the testicles.
Whoa.
But what if they bought it just for the Halo demo but then fell in love with it?
Well, then you're redeemed, and you don't have to punch yourself in the testicles. Okay, punch yourself in the tip of the dick.
Wow.
What? Did you just suggest to our listeners to punch themselves in the tip
if
of the
dick? It just
what about
the
our female listeners?
Punch yourself in
they
the
point,
boo?
Punch their boyfriends?
Yes.
Tip of the dick?
Fine. No.
There you go.
There's way too much dick conversation. Yeah. Of this show.
No, seriously. If you bought it for the Halo demo, you're really
should
brought to you by Killer Wolverine. Dick.
I guess I should add a disclosure. The following may not be suitable for people who are listening to this at work.
May not be suitable for people.
Anybody
who
that
dicks.
Listens to us knows we're not safe for
yeah.
work. We're NSFW.
But you know, if this is your first time listening and you just got fired because Killer Wolverine said dick about 12 times in the last 2 minutes,
I took your job.
I called Killer Wolverine because he don't
you
have a job either.
There you Killer go. Wolverine should have a quote on the box of Crackdown that says, if you don't like this game, then punch yourself in the testicles. That should be on the back of the box.
Re-release it with that quote on the box and pay me lots of money.
And then there should be another quote underneath it that says, punching yourself in the testicles because of Crackdown is better than Two Worlds.
But not quite as good as the Burger King.
Not quite as good as
the
Burger King.
Right. It's seriously, if you haven't played this game just for the Halo, because there's a lot of trade-in games. Like.
Speaking of the Two Worlds, Target had it on sale for $14.98.
I know.
You know what? I have to bring this up. I have to bring this up. Last week's episode, Two Worlds was never mentioned. Not one
Fuck.
Time.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to have to edit last week's episode.
it's going to go
Two Worlds.
Smoke. Okay.
Maybe we can edit out Zero's Final Fantasy conversation and just replace it with Two Worlds.
But you got to edit it so it sounds funny. It's like, if I could get rid of one, I'd get rid of Two Worlds.
Because I think that Two Worlds is just the worst excuse.
All right, let's go on. We're getting derailed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, off that comment I made, you got to play it. If you haven't played it, play it.
Crackdown's the bomb. If you haven't
Crackdown
played it right
is
now,
the bomb.
You got no excuse. Well, I guess you've got an excuse right now.
What?
Because people who are wanting to play open world games are probably playing a big one.
Yeah, but this...
That we can't talk about.
Right. That we're under embargo for like another 10 minutes.
I'm still... I'm gonna say it. I have to. Can I say?
Oh,
it?
Oh, he's gonna say he's partial to it. I'm gonna punch him in the tip of the dick.
Yeah, you can't take that. It's taken for Crackdown.
You think the internet blew up last week? Wait till he finishes that statement.
I think, and I strongly believe against the statement, Crackdown is better than this aforementioned game we will talk about later.
What?
I do.
I am cry.
Don't get me wrong. The game that we can't talk about.
I guess it wouldn't be our
good.
Show if we didn't have one thing every week that just blew up the internet.
I didn't say I didn't like it. Crackdown is a better game.
Oh.
We'll leave it at that. We'll come back
we'll
to
end it
later.
There for now.
We'll come back later. We'll move on to the con.
Well, I'm looking forward to playing what?
Oh, we're doing that too? Okay.
I got yelled at like 2 weeks ago.
What are you future fondling?
Well, more of the aforementioned game we can't talk about.
You can say the name. Oh. Fuck, it's not illegal.
I'm not going to say the name. I'm just going to say aforementioned game we
okay.
can't talk about.
GTA 4 is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Anything else?
More Ratchet. I got to beat that. If anyone wants to play Unreal, do it soon because I got to get rid of it so I can get my Gamefly thing rolling.
Again. Are you going to play that other game you bought?
What's the other game that I bought?
Folklore?
Folklore. I will be playing Folklore. I found it.
Man, everybody on this motherfucking podcast.
Well, you're the motherfuckers who got me into
now.
It.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, I haven't either. And I got to play Dark Sector, Condemned. I want to pick up Ikaruga.
Ikaruga.
But I still have no money for it.
Yeah, Ikaruga's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, I loved it on the Cube.
Yeah, I had somebody send me an Xbox Live message saying they wanted to ask an expert, which I quietly chuckled about. And then thought to myself, they probably should have sent this message to Gambus Khan. But asking me if they had to only buy one, should they buy Ikaruga or Omega 5?
Oh. Ikaruga.
I told him Ikaruga too.
Ikaruga.
So,
Ikaruga. I love, it's harder than fuck.
Well, so is Omega 5.
I've never played Omega 5. But,
you should buy both of them.
Yeah, but there's no Glacial Fortress.
Glacial Fortress.
In Ikaruga. Yeah.
Oh, I loved Ikaruga.
I prefer Ikaruga. It's more old school.
I love it.
It's more of a solid gameplay mechanic, whereas Omega 5 is more flashy.
Right. So there you go.
Here we go.
Now everybody
actually,
on the podcast
well, here
agrees.
We go. Here's a great comparison, agree or disagree, for the person out there who actually asked that question, which one they should get. If you like Forgotten Worlds, get Omega 5. If you liked R-Type, get Ikaruga.
I love R-Type.
Because that's about
good,
your comparison.
Yeah.
So I think that's.
And if you never played either, do you need to get an emulator or something?
So yeah. There you go. And I apologize that my response to that message was a little late because I hadn't been on Xbox Live in a couple days. But there you go. Now you get a full fledged podcast response.
See, it proves you're not hardcore. Your system hasn't been on in days.
Yeah,
I know. Hours.
That's the truth.
So now, are you that good?
Unless you can think of anything, I'm forgetting.
I'm not your game selection.
Mario Kart. I'll talk about that just a little bit. It's Mario Kart. It was fun.
That's it.
I love this. Like, it was killing me last night. We were sitting here, and there was like six people sitting in the room, and I had Mario Kart running. Nobody wanted to play it. I'm like, what happened to Mario Kart? Why does nobody want to play this?
I don't know. For some reason, I'm just like, yeah.
Have you unlocked everybody?
When did you have six people in the same room?
Last night.
It was a party here, man.
I spent the first.
Really?
Yeah, Peterson was here.
I spent the first.
I would have played if I.
The first 3 hours I had the game.
Just
Diddy Kong. Just racing
ghosts. I thought you were working.
Yeah. Diddy Kong and
why are we having a personal conversation on the air?
You don't have them unlocked. I might play it if I can get
it. There's two different conversations going on here.
I know this is a totally fucked up part of
the
podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, well, you're done?
We apologize for the background conversation.
Mario Kart fun. Played it a couple times, but it's Mario Kart.
But at least our background conversation was relevant to the conversation at hand.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when they had five people talking to us, I'm sure it's going to be real hard to distinguish.
So anyways, what we were saying is Mr. Peterson had asked me if I had unlocked everybody yet in Mario Kart, and I said no because I spent the first 3 hours that I had it just downloading ghosts and racing people's ghost times because I loved it. I had a blast with it.
And I pertained the same question I had to you. Is Diddy Kong in the game?
And
you
he
didn't
is.
Know, but he is. So he knows that
he is. Yes, he is.
You need to unlock Diddy Kong or I'm never playing it again with you. Diddy Kong's
I'm sorry that I don't have a lot of time, you know, to sit around and play games all day long.
Why not? You're not playing the aforementioned game.
Don't give me that
Yes,
look.
I am.
You hate it.
I have.
Oh, shut up. See, that's the problem. You're just like the internet people. Mr. Khan, would you please go on with your fondling?
Okay, my fondling for this week has been, well, the game that the big one, you know, GTA 4, Grand Theft Auto. I played some of that. And I'm not going to say anything about it yet.
Good, because I told you not to.
Pikmin.
You were ordered. You were ordered to silence.
We will make you carry the Rock of Shame around if you
the Rock of Shame. Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. Well, my fondling. Crap. You snorted. Jesus.
Your fondling got
Jesus Christ. For crying out loud.
I'm sorry, Gambus. Ignore it. I'm interested in what you're playing.
You're more interested in his than you were
well,
mine.
Yeah.
I picked up the Metal Gear Solid Essential Collection for the PS2.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
So that's why you were playing one. You were playing it on the Essential Collection because it's all on one disc now. Which is just...
Actually, it's on two discs.
Really?
Yes, it's the original PS1
See, I had read a PR statement that said it was a remake and that it was all on one disc now.
No, it's two discs.
And they're black-backed.
And I had to...
Because black is so much cooler than silver.
And blue.
I had a format...
Blue doesn't work anyway.
A PS1 memory card on my PS3. And it actually works fantastically on my PS3. It's backwards compatible all the way up to PS1 games. So
how does it look with the screen being shrunk down to?
Well, I got an HD television set, and it kind of looks
like
blah.
Crap.
Yeah, it looks it looks like crap. It does.
Poopy gear.
I played it for about, I don't know, about 25-30 minutes, and then about 2 days later. I was looking at my GameCube games, and I saw...
Twin Snakes.
Twin Snakes, the remake of Metal Gear Solid. So then I was like, So then I went over to the Wii, and I started playing it. And I'm like, man, the graphics on this one look a lot better than the PS1 version. But then I was thinking... I started paying attention to the voice acting, because I've been listening to a lot of the Kojima production podcasts, and some of the special guests say that the vocal performance in the Twin Snakes isn't quite as good as the original version, and I have to agree, the vocal performance, it just seems like the characters are just going through the motions on the Twin Snakes version, whereas it generally seemed like they were putting more effort into the acting on the original version of Metal Gear Solid for the PS1.
Right.
But another thing about the PS1 version is that Meng Ling actually has a Chinese accent, whereas on the Twin Snakes version, it's another woman with no accent at all. Mm. So the PS1 version, in terms of vocal performance, has a lot more charm than the Twin Snakes version, but the Twin Snakes version looks better.
Gotcha. And so it depends whether you're an audio whore or a graphics whore.
Pretty much. And it's kind of a thin line to cross, but the thing is, I had a conversation with Zero Tolerance that, should I be playing Metal Gear Solid again? Because the original version, I beat twice. As a matter of fact, when Zero Tolerance got the Japanese version of Metal Gear Solid way back in, like, what was it, like, 96?
96, probably. 97.
Like 96, 97. I basically watched him play through the whole game in Japanese.
Right.
And we were like, oh my God, this game's freaking awesome. The story's freaking awesome, even though we don't even know what they're saying.
Right.
We just know that it's cool, whatever is going on.
Right.
And then I watched them play all the way through the whole game again in English, and then I played all the way through the game in English twice.
And you still didn't know what the hell was going on in the story.
No, actually, the original Metal Gear Solid.
That's two.
Yeah, the original Metal Gear Solid, I pretty much know everything that went on in that game by heart. I still do know.
Well, then you actually beat Metal Gear Solid a third time when you beat Metal Gear Solid 2.
Well,
because the story, I mean, the whole point of the story was to redo the first one.
Well, here's the thing. I got a pile of shame, right?
Right.
And part of my pile of shame is I have played Metal Gear 2 and Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3. But I've never beaten them.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
how far are you in Metal Gear 2?
I haven't started yet.
Oh, wow.
But
Yeah, my head's going to explode.
Wow. Hell, I play. I'm not a fan, and I've even beaten Metal Gear Solid 2.
I did not beat 3.
But thing is, I saw Zero Tolerance. I basically watched him like play the last 4 hours
right.
of Metal Gear Solid 2 when it first came out.
Right.
And then I guess I got sidetracked by, like, what was it? Probably that came out around that time. Maybe it was like Final Fantasy VIII.
Right.
Which pretty much sucked. But anyway.
like the rest of them.
Hey, hold your tongue.
Oh, let's
hold your
tongue.
Let's
not get
man.
On the Final Fantasy thing again.
Yeah,
because you see me over here not saying a word.
But anyway,
it's gonna haunt Zero like the prologue thing haunts me.
But
that's okay. I don't care.
As a matter of fact, Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear Solid: The Twin Snakes are like the only two games I played this week besides GTA 4. But my future fondling is I'm just going to skip Metal Gear Solid and go straight to 2, so I can go through Metal Gear 2. I mean, I practically know everything that happens.
It's not really
2.
All that long either.
Yeah, and I'm going to go all the way through Metal Gear Solid 3. I'm going to try to catch up before 4 comes out.
Are you going to pick up Portable Ops?
Yeah, I plan on picking up Portable Ops. I don't know if I'll be able to go through it or not between now and when 4 comes out, but I'd like to get Portable Ops, you know, just to have that missing chapter of Big Boss.
So you are Metal Gear this week.
I'm going to be Metal Gear this week.
Metal Gear.
I'll probably play some more GTA 4 if I, you know, if I feel like it. Let me think. I want to get back into Mass Effect. I need to go through that game. It's amazing. That'll be it. That's my fondling and future fondling.
Congratulations. The winner is you.
Thank you.
All right. So now we'll move on to the special guest who hasn't been here in 3 weeks.
Well, I'm not going to go through three weeks of fondling.
Well,
I hope not.
It's
just crazy. Just a short, brief talk about the Midway conference 3 weeks later.
Yes, 3 weeks later. We have news, hot news now.
Hot news. I don't remember how in the hell I got back to my hotel.
Oh.
That's another story for another time. I did get to play quite a few games. I did get to play, which me and Zero had a painfully review of the NBA Ballers game. Got to play that. Got to play the 360 version of Unreal Tournament, which is stellar, as always. Plays and looks just as good as the PS3, but there will be, of course, 5 exclusive maps and 2 exclusive characters to the 360 version. So,
but I want to see how the mods are going to work before.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work like the PS3 version, then there's no reason to change versions.
Well, you'll play it anyway just to get the achievements. So.
Well, yeah, but that's because I get it for review.
Right.
I wouldn't buy it.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So does it play like butter?
It does.
But Unreal always plays like smooth butter.
Butter!
Got to play TNA Impact. And also got to meet like Samojo, AJ Styles, Jay Lethal, and
Chris Sabin.
Yeah. All really, really nice guys. Samojo was great.
But you got to meet somebody even cooler.
I did. I'll get to that.
So what'd you think of Impact?
I thought Impact played very, very well.
Is it
played?
So played, is it reminds me. A well, reminds in the market.
Without a doubt, and it reminds me like as far as like the pick up and play aspect of it reminds me a lot of the 64 games.
Oh.
But the cool
part—that's what I was hoping.
But
for.
They kind of took it to the next evolution, as you would say, with the combination system because you can like link combos together if you like time everything right. So you can like literally do like a body slam, pick them up, throw into a turnbuckle, into like a monkey flip down, and I mean just like it all smooth transitions. You don't have to wait for pausing or people to collision detect together crap. I mean, it actually worked really well.
Does it play like butter?
But isn't this game made by the guys that did Backyard Wrestling?
It is, but you know what? Thankfully, this will make everybody forget about
Backyard Wrestling.
Backyard Wrestling
had ICP in it.
Well, it was also people who brought you in your house, too.
Yeah.
In your mouth? What?
In your mouth.
WWF, in your mouth.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
Backyard Wrestling was one of the worst
games of
my life.
But no.
And then they made a sequel.
Yeah.
But no, it's excellent. And anybody who's even if you haven't paid much attention to TNA, you should kind of keep your eye out for this one. It's actually pretty good.
Right.
Jason pays a lot. Not to mention sets.
Especially since SmackDown looks
TNA.
Like it's basically
I like
SmackDown
TNA.
With
yeah.
tag team wrestling.
What, we're talking about wrestling?
WWE.
Oh, never mind.
got to play the Wheelman. Looks interesting.
It's got Vin Diesel in it.
Yeah, it only had one mission going on, and it's like it's basically it's not a Grand Theft Auto clone. I'll just lay that one to rest right there. It's a car chase game.
I love car chase
games. You know, every time
I just need Jerry Reed playing in the background. You know, he's spending it, and I'd feel right at home with the Wheelman. But it seems like it's really cool. But it's really, really early on.
Every time I hear the Wheelman, I first think that it's a new game in the Driver series because original Driver was Driver, the Wheelman.
Played This Is Vegas. Also played.
Did you hear
the crickets?
That must have been the alcohol talking. It's okay. It's a very colorful GTA clone.
Is it going to be the new True Crime or something? I like True Crime.
You're going to fight a dragon at the end of it?
It's okay.
No, I like True Crime.
It's just okay. It just really doesn't. And introduce anything new. And everybody's really glossy. They all look like plastic, like sweaty plastic. So anyway,
Barbie dolls.
Last but not least, didn't get to play. Unfortunately, it wasn't there. Or if actually it was there, but it was only exclusive to a couple
sites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Official Xbox Magazine will have it next month.
Yeah, MK versus DC. Did get to talk to the man, Ed Boon.
My hero.
For a brief bit, because there was like so many people there, so I didn't get a whole lot of time to get any conversation done on that. But nothing new that you haven't already heard on the internet, of course, because it's like late to the party interview. But
late to the party.
I'm excited because the minute I was like, I kind of butted in on a conversation with another editor just so I can get some time in with Ed Boon. But when he's like, "Hey, is there any?" So this is gonna be teen rated, and he's like, "Yeah," and he's like, "So there's not going to be any fatalities?" He's like, "No." And the editor was pretty much going to move on to the next question. I'm like, "But there's going to be at least finishing moves, right? And to make it like Mortal Kombat, otherwise it'd be just like every other fighting game." He said, "Well, yeah, there'll be finishers, just not fatalities. So you'll be able to do like final moves, but you just won't be ripping Batman's head off." Which is fine with me. I mean, we don't need to destroy our DC heroes.
But you gotta admit, you would enjoy it.
But it's not Mortal Kombat without finishers. It's just not.
Yeah. Well, there's finishers, it's not fatalities.
Well, it's not Mortal Kombat without fatalities.
Who knows? Maybe they'll bring Babalities back.
Oh, God. Friendship. Friendship.
Again.
But no, conference was fun. Lots of good food. Free alcohol. Don't remember how I got back to my hotel. Good times.
Yeah, but we'll stick that story in the rug and shove it under a chair for later.
That's good.
Yes.
Indeed.
Unfortunately, the thing is, if I would have known E3 was going to get pushed back, I might have actually booked tickets to go.
Yeah, I got
earlier
my invite.
Yeah.
I got my invite last week.
Because I thought it was
like,
going to be
so sad. I can't.
I thought it was going to be in May, and I didn't want to take back-to-back-to-back months off of work.
Yeah.
So I was just like, eh.
When is it?
It's July.
July now.
July.
Which starts my new vacation time. It would have been perfect. And I was like, oh, well. Stimulus check coming, all that good stuff. I would have been able to afford to come out there. It's just like, it's like, damn you, E3, for delaying your
Conference. Last year's was in July.
Wasn't it in May last year?
No, it was in July last year.
Was it July?
Yeah. It's because they've moved it into two things now, where you have E3 and then you have E for All. Mm. E for All is in, September, and then E3 is in July now.
Anywho, what I've been playing. I wasn't playing in Vegas. And, of course, I play a lot of the Penny Star Wars slot machine. That was a lot of fun. at home, back when I got back in and luckily made it home, played, of course, MLB The Show. best baseball game ever, period. Maybe Earl Weaver baseball. That's just like that's like pulling out old school there, but I still have a soft spot for that game. But current gen, nothing touches the show. I'm not as good as my Cardinals in real life, unfortunately. And actually, the Reds took me 2 out of 3 instead of the other way around. So, play the aforementioned game, which we'll mention later. bought NHL 2K8 for the 360. Late to the party. I did play 08 from EA, but didn't play 2K because I didn't get it for free. But Target had it for $15 on clearance.
Really?
I was like, yeah, for $15, I'll pick it up. And it's actually really good. Plays really good.
Is it better than 08 or worse?
It's not as good as 07. Actually, I liked 07, NHL 07, more than I did NHL 08. And if anything, because they made the goalie way too difficult in 08. That or I just suck. But, but 2K8 is very, very user-friendly. Especially when you just move the controls around the way you want. But it's a lot of fun. The presentation's really good. The crowd kind of sucks, and the commentary is blah. But that's typical 2A,
right.
2K8. So, what else did I buy? I played Prologue. I haven't talked since I bought Prologue. And I'll still stand my defense and say I really, really like Prologue. I think it's worth $40. I am unhappy that you can't tune up or customize your cars.
At least until you get into Class A.
Right. It's a gorgeous game. Dun, dun, fantastic dun. Game. Yeah. So.
It is fantastic. I love Pro.
I wish there was a better buddy system for online play. Hopefully they'll change that in the final
version.
Yeah, you're
playing against people.
Yeah, you just get thrown into a lobby. Don't even say a word. shut it.
dun, dun, dun.
Also, speaking of demos, schmuck. I did play the demo and plan on buying because I'm afraid to put my credit card on the PlayStation Network. Surprise, surprise. So I'm waiting for PlayStation points to show up before I buy it.
Yes.
I'm not putting my credit card on PlayStation Network.
Wait, I'm hoping those show up soon.
Do you do it on the 360 though?
What?
Because I'm trying to decide, because I had credit card fraud on my credit card recently, and I don't know if it's on the PS.
I have a credit card on file for 360 for renewing my Xbox Live, but I never use it because I renew before that time is up and buy the cards.
Yep.
I buy the cards too. I don't mess with credit cards.
But that's only on there because, just in case I forget, at least I'll have a backup way without having to lapse between Xbox Live accounts. Don't want to lose my gamer tag. I've had it since the original Xbox beta.
Me too.
I know it's not a big deal. It's just a gamer tag. Yeah, but I got Boogeyman. Straight up, no sixes or any weird spellings.
I got no numbers in my name.
but I did download the demo for Echo Chrome.
That thing is awesome.
Better than N Plus.
Yes.
I have to say. And for any if for one reason, A, it's not as ridiculously stupid hard as N+.
I know. B, of course, we don't know how many levels you get into it.
Right.
No.
Well, but the thing is, with Echo Chrome, it's a lot more relaxing pace.
Oh, it's a very relaxing game.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. The music is soothing. The voices are soothing. And the visual is just, I love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play to buy the
reality's version. Perception. Perception's reality. Oh, so good, so good.
Reminds me of Portal.
And I will be part of the solution once PlayStation provides me with a way to buy it that's not online.
That's what I'm waiting on.
When is it supposed to come out?
The what?
It's out now. It's $9.99 online.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I thought the demo was just up.
The demo is up, and then it's $9.99 online. It actually came up this week.
Yeah, this week.
Oh, that's why I didn't know.
And I almost bought it, but I'm like, I'm kind of afraid because.
Is it out on PSP yet?
Yeah.
It is. Demo and the $9.99 as well. So.
On PSP it's $9.99?
Yeah.
There are two different versions, actually. The PSP version and the PS3 version actually have different levels.
Oh, wow.
And on the PS3 version, you can actually create levels and send them in a message to your friends.
Oh, wow.
So, that's very cool.
Awesome.
What else have I played lately? Played Rock Band last night.
Yes, we rocked out some Rock Band.
I wish you had more of the songs. I actually have more songs than you now, which
is
kind of
sad.
I'm just
so broke, man, because I can't. I'm like 3 arcade games I don't have. I haven't bought any DLC lately. I just haven't had the money to buy cards.
Yeah, you don't have Lost Cities, the card game.
I don't have T-Call either, whatever the hell it was called. or Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Of course, we played Mario Kart yesterday as well.
Mario Kart!
Woohoo! It's good. It's very good, actually. I wish he had Diddy Kong unlocked so I can play as Diddy Kong. That's my favorite.
I'm playing through the Grand Prix right now. It takes time.
Sorry.
So is Toad and Yoshi automatically...
Yeah. They're available from the beginning.
Because those are the two characters I like to play when I play a Mario Kart game.
I play as the Koopa.
I usually play as Toad or Koopa. Those are my two. I play as Mario sometimes.
Mario!
But I like it. It doesn't revolutionize anything. No. It does exactly what you expect. Plays a really great game of Mario Kart. It's more like the DS version, for better or for worse. So it's handling is very pick up and play, and the AI is very pick up and play because you can win or lose whenever. If you're losing really bad, it doesn't mean you're out of it because the AI will start screwing up right ahead of you, which is kind of weird.
And you'll get the best power-ups
in
last place.
Yeah.
Which, you know what, I'm fine with, because I always love the chaotic nature of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's not as much a racer as it is survival.
Happy to see Balloon Battle back.
It's kind of like Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah, exactly.
Racing.
Yeah. Because Smash Brothers, you're never out of it either.
Nope.
Yeah.
And the Balloon Battle tracks actually look really cool from what I was watching Andy play and Justin play last night.
Yep.
Some of those tracks are really cool. Indiana Jones.
Wario.
Oh, my God. That was
my favorite new
awesome.
Track is the Maple Treeway.
Maple Treeway is my favorite, too.
That's an awesome track.
Yeah.
Did you? But no, very smooth. Plays really well. Played with the GameCube controller, so I don't know how the other ones are playing. But it played really well. I do have to say that if you have somebody who's never played Mario Kart before and you're trying to invite them into a competition mode, give them a chance to at least learn the tracks first, because the tracks are very thin, I guess, for lack of a better word, especially on some of the ones that have like lava on the sides or drop-offs. And if you don't know the tracks, you're history.
Right.
And rubber band AI be damned, you're going to finish last if you don't know the tracks very well. So be kind, rewind. Don't let your friends drive drunk. So unless you're playing the aforementioned games. Besides, of course, the biggie, I think that's everything I've played.
What about this week?
I'm going to actually dig into a lot of the aforementioned games starting tonight. The last two times I got online, I was invited to online play, so I haven't played any more single-player mode since the first night, which is kind of sad because I've had the last 2 days off, but the show just keeps calling my name. The problem is that the Cardinals have been on TV like every day for the last 4 days because they played the Cubs and then the Reds before that, so I'm just like... All right.
I have a similar problem with the game.
So every time I'd be watching the game, I'm like, all right, now I got to play the show.
Right.
So I've watched 3 hours of baseball and then got to play a couple hours of the show. So once all that's said and done, I can't play any of the aforementioned game. So I plan on playing a lot of that tonight after I take Mom out for the early Mother's Day and beat the Mother's Day rush. So
you just listed it on the podcast. Now everybody got that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's going to be a big Mother's Day rush. Oh, no way, because they won't listen to it till tomorrow.
Yeah, nobody loves their mother. They want to play video games.
We're breaking the fourth wall. Yeah, but everybody loves your mother.
Oh!
Oh, snap! This is the first Your Mama joke.
I know.
What's up?
Episode 61, Your Mama joke number one.
There you go.
Nothing is coming out this week.
Nope.
Am I correct?
Nope. It is a beautiful, beautiful time. We got a month before the two next big releases, so...
That's what, Ninja Gaiden and
Metal Gear.
Yep. Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
I'm supposed to be previewing Cake Mania for the DS for all those people who really care.
Say that again.
Yeah. Previewing Cake Mania too.
Okay.
Yeah. One more time.
Go ahead.
I'll be previewing Cake Mania too. Woo.
Is that kind of like Burger Time?
No.
Except for cakes. Diner Dash.
Yeah.
Casual games.
And then we'll be buying Echo Chrome as soon as I find the means to do it.
Echo Chrome!
Meaning when Sony finally releases.
And I'll be, of course, playing more Rock Band because I downloaded like 1,600 points worth of songs. So that was so worth it, though, because every song I got is pretty good. And what's cool is like when I'm going through Rock Band, I'm not just going through the guitar mode, but I'm also playing through the vocal mode as well. Mm-hmm. So whatever, when I have to wait till it's like early in the evening because if I can't sing real late now because I'm really loud when I sing, and then of course I don't want the cops called on me anymore. So I'm being really
three
nice
strikes
to my
you're
neighbors.
Out.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But
maybe you'll get a 6-star rating.
So that's pretty much it. We'll move on. So
all right, so we'll move on to the Wombat.
Well, let's see. I played the game that everybody else played. But I also spent a lot of time playing Mario Kart this week.
Yes.
And I love it. I mean, I know that there are people who are criticizing it for various things, but I love it. I think it's awesome. And you know what? I play with the Wii Wheel, and I have a blast. I know it's not as accurate as the controller, but it's a heck of a lot more fun to me.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I'd hope, you'd get some use out of that piece of plastic that they're brainwashing people into thinking it's so important. I love when people come up and they're like, "Is this wheel work with any other racing games?" I'm like, it's a piece of plastic.
Piece of plastic. But I have a blast with Mario Kart. Like I said, I spent the first 3 hours I had it just downloading ghosts and racing against other people's time trial times. I actually spent a half hour just racing on the very first track, just trying to beat my time. So I absolutely love it. And I also played – oh, by the way, I also want to mention about Mario Kart is it actually – like I wanted to stand up and give Nintendo a round of applause because it's the first freaking Nintendo game that actually has a good functioning online system.
Sweet, man.
Like it actually –
come on, come
I
on.
Mean,
let's
I've heard it's
clap,
very
let's
similar
clap,
to,
yeah.
to Xbox Live as
yep,
far as the way they got everything set
you've
up.
Got,
so.
You can go online. You can see where your friends rank, where your everybody in your region ranks as far as time goes on each track. You can see where everybody in the world ranks as far as time goes on each track. You can download ghosts for people that are close to you. You can download ghosts for Nintendo developers. And then when you actually jump in line and online and play an actual online multiplayer race, you can watch the race that's going on while you're waiting to join, like in real time.
Cool.
And you join into the next race. It's smooth as butter. It's not, you know, quite where it needs to be as far as features and everything.
Well,
and you still have to, it still relies on friend codes. But, hey, baby steps. I'll take it.
Well, that's the thing is, they wouldn't have to take baby steps if 2 years ago they didn't, you know, formally announce, online's not the future of video games.
Right.
So they're way so far behind right now that they're playing some serious catch-up, and no matter how many mushrooms you get to speed burst to your front of the line here, it's going to take them a while, and they'll always be behind in the online race.
The friend code is the big thing for me. If this game didn't have the friend code thing, it would be exceptional.
You just want to touch little Johnny online. That's what it was.
That's the only reason I want to play Wii Online.
But it's awesome that you can also install the Mario Kart channel
right.
into your channels thing and access all of that same stuff without ever putting the game in.
Right.
Except for online play,
right.
obviously.
Right.
But it's still just awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So, speaking of which, I sent you a message. You need to get
Yeah,
your...
I got it. I have to reply to you and send you my codes.
Right.
I have to go dig them out. I haven't played since.
Man,
so.
I'm going to have to pick up Mario Kart,
I'm serious. It's awesome.
Absolutely
I don't
incredible.
Listen. There's people online who are complaining about the rubber band AI and
you can't
you know
snake
how,
anymore.
Right, you can't snake, which if you were snaking anyway, go play it on the DS.
Go play a real racing game.
Right.
This is Mario Kart.
Yeah,
it's just supposed to be dumb. You
if
know?
You're that concerned about rubber band AI and the items and so forth, although I do have a deep and burning contempt in the pit of my stomach for the blue shell.
I do too.
But love the bullet bill.
Bullet bill is awesome. That's a great power up.
So, but you know, it's the whole point of Mario Kart is that you're never safe in first. That's the whole fun of Mario Kart is that no matter what you do, you can always get knocked to the back of the pack.
There's always tension when you're in
right.
first place. You're like you're waiting to hear that noise of dee 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 dee.
Which
ah!
in other games, you know, if you're in the back, you're in the back. You know, in other racing
there.
Games, you're probably gonna stay there. In Mario Kart, if you're in last, you never feel defeated because, I mean, you could get a
you
blue
get the
shell,
best
bullet bill,
ups,
yeah,
the lightning
so,
bolt,
yeah.
the star.
Riddle me this, Wombat.
I will indeed,
man.
Deep in the recesses of my Wombat cave.
Have you played with the motorcycles, and are they good?
I have played with the motorcycles. I like the carts better. That's just me. The motorcycles control very well, and you can do the wheelie to get a speed boost.
Uh-huh.
But on most of the tracks, for me, I prefer the cart, because the cart, you can actually get you have the mini boost if you drift. If you have it on manual drift and you drift, you can get, when the blue sparks come up, you get a boost. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're in the cart, if you drift long enough, the blue sparks turn gold and you get extra boost. So most of the tracks, to me, seem better set up for that than the wheelie thing. But that's just me.
Interesting.
So I prefer the carts better than the bikes.
I love
the
selection of carts, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different kinds of carts that you can race with, like off-road carts. They go faster in the grass and the dirt. And then you have the really fast ones that handle like crap.
Right.
Is it me, or do they take a page out of Gran Turismo book? Because I don't remember grass slowing you down that much.
Oh, yeah. It slows you
down. It's ridiculous.
Bad.
Snow and grass in that game are death.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll lose three or four places if you land in one of them.
But I love the half pipe stuff.
Oh yeah,
I think it's awesome.
I always say I'm going to Tony Hawk it when I go up. I'm like, watch this! I'm going to do a trick.
But I love it. I think it's awesome.
I heard there's no voice chat.
No voice chat.
No.
But I was listening to another podcast, and the dude was saying that he was actually speaking on his 360 headset to his opponent. So basically, he was online on 360 and the Wii, so that was the way that he got around to...
We have an energy crisis, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you doing that? No, I'm kidding. Sorry. It's a politician in me. But,
No, I mean, it does suck that there's no voice chat. I'm not going to lie.
Because he wants to touch little Johnny.
That's why there's no voice chat. It's annoying, but it doesn't really quite bother me as much for a game like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Mario Kart anyway, as good as the online is, it's better if you're going to play it in a room full of people. I mean, it's always going
to
be that
Although
way.
Split screen is a step back from what we're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The screen is so tiny.
It's been so long since I played four-player split screen, and I was like, wow, that screen is small. Although, I'll give them credit, though. They kept almost everything on the screen, though.
Yeah,
so
it looked good and it ran good, and I didn't. I mean, the only thing outside of the luxury of the full screen, I was fine playing that way. So,
I mean, it's pretty sad that when you're playing on you got 46 inch, and playing on that and 4-player split screen, it's like, this sucks.
Yeah,
sucks.
I want my own TV.
I want my own screen.
How many players does it support on the line?
Online,
yeah,
it's 12.
Should 12?
I think,
all 12.
All 12.
Which is also impressive about the game. I guess we all have not mentioned about that is the fact that it's like almost double the racers from the past.
Right.
And because I was like the first time I finished like six. I'm like, man, I did terrible. I'm like in the middle. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
There's like 12 people on this track. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's chaotic and it's fun, and the new tracks are awesome. And I love the 16 originals. They picked some of the best tracks.
Yeah, they did.
The Ghost House.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
best tracks are on there.
Very, very good. Very, very good game.
I can't wait to see, because I haven't unlocked all of the tracks in the original cups. I've beat all of the 50cc regular cups, but I haven't beat all the 50cc older cups. So I'm interested to see what the other 8 tracks are that I haven't seen yet from the older games. So,
So I played a little. I played a lot of that actually when I wasn't playing the aforementioned game that we're not allowed to talk about. I also finally played the Iron Man demo. It's not good.
It's not good.
I like how he has the same exact animation every time he leaps from the sky to the ground, and that split position punch in the ground. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's in the movie too. Just once.
Okay.
not every time.
But I got Sigma actually through Gamefly, but I haven't popped it in yet. You know, I want to go ahead and beat it again before Ninja Gaiden 2 comes out. So I've got that at the house. I've got I also, having seen Iron Man last night, made me want to play not the Iron Man game but Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So my hope is to play some of that this week too. I've kind of snuck some future fondling in there in the middle of my but I also played yesterday and the day before, I played some more Power Stone Collection on the PSP, and it only serves to remind me, I'll probably catch some flack about this, but I don't care, it only serves to remind me how much more I like Power Stone than Smash Brothers.
Dun, dun, dun.
I agree.
So, it's so much better. I mean, the levels I like better, the characters, I guess, maybe are about even with me, because as much as I love Nintendo's characters, like them all fighting each other in the fighting game doesn't work as well as the Power Stone characters do against each other.
I have to discreetly disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah, I like Smash.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the level designs in Power Stone and swinging around the poles and throwing all the pots and benches and...
It is a fantastic game.
Yeah.
Originated on...
Dreamcast!
Yay!
But, so I keep hoping, against all hope, that they'll put it on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, or...
That would be sweet, because Capcom is on a roll.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
they're on
that,
a major roll.
Or that Capcom will just make a brand new Power Stone.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Which would make me... giddy.
Capcom's on a roll? They just announced a expansion pack for Rocket Man.
I'd love to see...
They've been announcing something for everything lately.
Yeah, but for Rocket Man.
I'd love to see Capcom make a new Power Stone with not only the Power Stone characters, but also some extra Capcom characters in there as well.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Which would be pretty cool.
Strider?
Strider.
But, so I played quite a bit of that. And is that it? I think that's about it.
Show.
To be honest.
Did you play the show?
No.
I didn't play
the show this week. I didn't have a whole lot of time to game this week, and the time that I did have, I spent playing the games that I mentioned.
Right.
Yeah, and yeah, that game.
That game.
Which, well, we'll get into that later.
As the anticipation of the podcast builds, we're like, only one more guest to go, and then we can hear about what they thought about the Affirmation game.
Yeah, right.
Well, they said they didn't want the whole show
10 minutes ago
to be about GTA, so I figured we'd just have one segment about GTA,
right.
Let everybody get their stuff out, and then be happy.
So, but other than that, in the future fondling, other than Ultimate Alliance and Sigma, I want to play more of the aforementioned game, and I definitely want to play some more Mario Kart. And I think that's it, because my plan for this week, before Gamefly mistakenly sent me Sigma instead of Dark Sector, my plan was to play that. So I've also got a couple other games coming on Gamefly that I want to play, but those will probably be a couple weeks from now. So I think that just about covers it for me.
There you go.
I forgot a future fondling.
What?
His mom.
Oh, snap. Whoa. That's two mom jokes this episode.
And they're both about your mom. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Peterson.
Off to, I guess I have to put my Your Mom song back up on my MySpace page. That is myspace.com/ The Feast of the Dead. And put that back up on there just to celebrate the my Your Mom podcast here.
All right. Well, I guess I'll round it out. I'll try to run through this as fast as possible because I played a lot of stuff, but, you know. The first one that I played, it was the GameStop Buy 2, Get 1 Free this week.
Sweet.
So I had to go cash in on that, and I picked up Stranglehold, which I played a little bit of, not a whole lot. I have beat it already, so I just wanted to pick it back up and play through again, earn some more achievements, obviously.
Yeah.
I also picked up Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. For the Xbox 360?
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of Oblivion.
Does it?
Yeah.
You know, see...
But it's not open world.
Yeah.
It's totally not. It's totally linear. It's not open world at all. But picking up the bodies and throwing them off the ledges, it really doesn't get old.
Yeah, we played that demo here the one day.
Which is the tutorial level.
Okay.
That's the tutorial level.
And that was awful.
Yeah. But once you get past that and you start, like... Well, the difference is in the demo you had to play as a warrior.
Right.
See, in the game, it's better to play as a mage. Because the game is very geared towards magic. Magic is a lot more powerful than melee combat. So I started off as a mage, and the fire spell, I mean, like two or three hits and the enemies are down. And it's so much more fun to play in that mode than it is in the warrior mode.
So you're trying to say it should be called Dark Messiah. Dark
magic,
Messiah, Magic, and
Dark
Might.
Dark Messiah, Magic, and that's it. That's what you should be called.
Test your might.
But no, I mean, I really like it. For free, or if I got it for free, depending on which one I choose, it was my free game.
Right.
The buy two, get one free.
At GameStop.
What else did you buy?
I bought that, Stranglehold, and I got CSI.
Oh, so that's why you were playing CSI and Stranglehold.
Yes. CSI was the other game I got, and we played that, and it's different.
It's different.
It's kind of neat.
It's little. Yellow.
It takes you back different. To the point-and-click adventure games where you like have to go in and get all the clues for, and it's actually
I just can't get the swabbing the love juice off of the
yes,
condom.
Yes, this had to shock me. We were in the middle of the case and I was doing a search of this person's house and there's a condom. A used condom. I'm like, okay, that's disturbing in and of itself. So I turn it, you know, you can rotate it to see if there's any evidence on it. I flip it up to look at the inside. There's a little white splotch on the inside of the condom.
Ugh.
And I had to swab that and get a sample.
It gets better.
And then you flip it around to the side, the bottom, you know, where your
the
friend would be.
Of, yeah.
Female juice!
There's some female love butter there.
Ugh.
And I had to swab that.
And then it showed the
Then they showed
FMV,
the video.
The FMV.
The FMV video of some guy sticking a thing down in a real condom. That is disturbing, yeah. No doubt. But
condom scene investigation.
Condom scene investigation.
Wow.
Outside of that, though, it is really neat how like you can literally solve the case with not every piece of evidence, but you can learn a lot more by finding all the evidence. So it is kind of open. And there's some stuff that you find that isn't relevant, but it's
yeah.
So
it
has
a lot like those. Remember the Sherlock Holmes games back on the 3DO?
Yeah,
is it like
and
that
the Sega
kind
CD?
Of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, very similar to that kind of stuff. Except you have it's more. You have like these four items in the lab that you can go in, and I haven't even used the assembly table yet, where you reconstruct something. I haven't even used that yet. The first case didn't even use it. And for achievement horrors, every case you beat, there's only 5 cases. Every one you beat, 200 points.
Nice.
Wow.
But the cases, like literally the first case took us like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is long.
And does it have the same characters?
Yeah,
as the
yeah,
and gonna,
the voiceovers.
The voice is the same as the character shows, and the voice acting is just atrocious.
It's very stagnant, very stale.
Really is.
But it is the original voice actors.
Every
Look,
one of them.
I found a condom.
That's pretty much what it sounds like.
We should swab it.
Yeah, you can tell that they have never done voiceover work before because it's not nearly as good as the show's acting. No. So, but it is neat. I didn't really think much about it. I bought it to play with my wife because you know she would really like those kind of puzzle adventure games, and I started getting into it a little bit. I'm like, it's neat.
And that's you made fun of me for game flying it.
I did make fun of you for game flying it, just like I would have made fun of myself for buying it if it wasn't
right.
free. You
yeah.
know, but I got into it. And I'm like, you know. When I'm not first-person shooting... Or...
Well, I might check it out, because you know, it's been ages since I've played a decent point-and-click game.
And it is good. So. Like, everything you do in the game, it is good. Like, all the evidence and stuff that you collect, and when you figure something out, you're like, oh, yeah, I can go do this.
And when
this.
You think you found something out, you didn't.
Yeah. And then it nice opens twist. Up something entirely yeah. new. So, it's good. It's good. I did play Crackdown again this week.
Yeah.
I had to go back to the well. For one of the greatest games of 2007.
Don't glare at him like that. I will smack you in the fucking nose.
I thought you were going to punch me in the tip of my penis.
You're my friend. I wouldn't do that.
My number two favorite game of last year. I played some more of that. And had to go find some hidden orbs and cause some havoc in the three cities of
Our own version of a tag.
Tag where we kick each other and then you have to go chase the other person, play some tag. That's fun.
Yeah, it is.
That reminds me of... our variation on
Jedi Knight.
Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
Where you could only kick.
Yeah, we had to kick each other off the ledge.
Yeah.
We played King of the Hill, basically.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Nice.
So let me get this straight. You're playing Crackdown, and you're playing kick tag throughout the whole city?
Yep.
It's fun.
Dude, that sounds fun.
It
is
very
fun.
Fun.
And you know who originated it? Me. Me.
Well, you want credit for
Rob
something?
Van Damme? He's doing the whole Rob Van Dam thumbs over here.
Also, this week, for review, I played NBA Ballers, The Chosen One.
I am grown.
Let me say this. Presentation-wise, phenomenal.
Yeah, I like how they brought back the in-studio thing
with
Chuck D. With
Chuck D.
To make it feel like you're watching TV.
It was really good. That is really good.
That's
and,
where
like,
it ends.
The menu system. No, the menu system is excellent. Like, all the presentation is good. Even the visuals
are
bad. Man,
when you're talking
bad.
About the menu system, this game must suck an ass.
Oh, let's not
but
forget.
You know you appreciate when, like, well, did you play Dirt?
Yes.
Great menu system. And you would talk about that. That's the thing with Ballers is you start it up, and you know, I'm not into the basketball scene, so it doesn't really appeal to me. But watching it, I'm like, wow, that looks really good. Everything's presented well. You get excited about playing it. Gives you the tips in between the levels and stuff, and you're like, oh,
they
see.
Well, they have to give you tips because the load times are ridiculous.
Well, see, no, not only that, but they have to give you tips because you start the story mode, and hey, guess what? You don't get to fucking learn how to do anything. It says do a level 2 move. Okay, how do I earn a level 2 move? You didn't tell me. That's
so it's
the problem.
Like, kind of like Mass Effect where they just throw you off the deep end. And
my favorite problem is the fact that you could be down by 20 points. You get somebody pull off a 10-time combo, hit a 2-pointer, and it's tie, ball game. Yep. I'm like, what the hell is that broken-ass shit?
Yeah. The biggest problem that I have with Ballers Chosen One is the fact that it feels so stiff.
Yeah.
The controls are so stiff. After playing Home Court, and how smooth and buttery it was. Yeah.
Well, let's not forget, talking about breaking up the flow in the gameplay, let's not forget those super moves, the super special moves that take it like five.
It's like a Final Fantasy summon spell. I swear to God,
it's like 7 seconds long. So you're in the middle of a hectic 1-on-1 or 2-on-2 game, and all of a sudden you hit your special move, and you're watching a 7-second cutscene.
Yeah,
you're like, what?
See, I don't just hate them in Final Fantasy.
He hates them in basketball.
I hate them
games.
In basketball too.
Man.
So yeah,
where they're more common. Apparently.
Don't choose the chosen one.
I was waiting for that pun.
I tried.
You are not
because Midway was so nice to send me out to Vegas. Tried to be nice. I couldn't. I had to be fair. I had to be honest.
I tried to like it because I love those kind of NBA like street. And stuff like that. Like, Home Court, I loved. I loved
if you're, Home Court. If you're out there listening, Midway, of course, you know, I did play the other 6 games that you had that it's coming out this year. And I can at least say that nothing else is going to get dogged the rest of the year. So this is just your one get-out-of-jail-free card, and you used it already. So.
I ain't listening to shit, man. All right.
Listen, I want to make sure I got back to my hotel, all right?
Yeah.
I love Midway, don't get me wrong, but this game feels really rough.
And what's sad is these guys are the creators. And I'm not talking about Jam. I'm talking about Arch Rivals.
Right.
They started with Arch Rivals, the first 2-on-2 crazy over-the-top basketball game. And so they created it, and they've destroyed it all in one decade. Good job.
Yeah, it's disheartening because the Ballers franchise has just continuously gotten worse.
Yeah, but don't worry.
It started good.
Don't worry. I mean, EA, you know, they'll bring out another one 6 months down the road because that's what they do.
Home Court. Home Court 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
The other game that I got for review this week was an interesting title. I got it in the mail and I opened it. I looked at the back of the box and it said, Monkeys Have Taken Over the City. And I got excited, you know, Monkeys Have Taken Over the City.
The Ape Escape.
Does that not sound awesome?
Yeah.
And it's called Emergency Mayhem. And it's for the Wii, so it looks like shit. I'm sorry.
I mean, that comes with the territory.
I literally put the game in and started playing it, and I'm like, is this a Flash-based web game? Did you log me onto the internet and put me on a website to play? Because it looks terrible. Absolutely terrible. But it's kind of neat because you can choose one of the three different forms of the law. You can be the fire, the ambulance, or the police car. And then you drive around the city and do these little odd jobs. Problem is, all the odd jobs kind of suck.
This is such a glowing review.
I can't help it.
It's like basically I put the disc into my system and it popped up and it looked like one of those old Tiger LCD games.
Oh man.
You just drive around. I can't even talk. But you drive around the city and the city is the same for all three. It's just the different missions are different for each branch of whatever you're doing. And I played as the cop first, and basically you go around, and here's the awesome thing. As you're playing as the cop, they always have the collection aspect of a level. Well, in the level, the collection aspect is these criminals running around, literally in the black and white striped shirts with the masks on.
And burglars.
And they're running through the streets. You have to hit them with your car to collect them. So I'm driving down the street, and it's awesome because there's a big...
Just like the real police do it.
There's a big, giant purple arrow over the criminal I'm supposed to collect.
Just like in real life.
Yeah, and I'm driving towards him, and just hit him. It's awesome. But it is a Twitch game. Like, you'll literally do mission after mission after mission after mission after mission, and the objective is to fill up this mayhem bar. to take the mayhem out of the city.
Nice.
Is
Wait,
what it is.
So you're filling up the bar to take the mayhem out of the city?
Hey, I'm filling it up as I go.
You're running over crooks to take the mayhem out of the city?
Yeah, it's kind of generic. It's real fast-paced. It's real twitchy.
But is it fun? That's what's important.
It entertained me for a little bit. But then the mission started repeating. And, you know, and I hadn't even filled up the bar halfway.
Well, let's be honest. If you're playing it on the Wii, you're only going to play it for a little bit anyway.
That's true. It's a mini game.
And it's $39.99, so...
Yeah, that's pricey. I would say this should be a $20 game.
Should be made by Bold. Is what
Bold
you're
games. And it should contain hours of entertainment.
Zany fun.
Zany fun, and every box has the same description on the back. And then, of course, I played a lot of Mario Kart. Because it's one of those games I can come home from work, play for 20 minutes, and be satisfied.
Yep, exactly.
And that's the beauty of it.
I can play, if I've got 5 minutes, I can play one race and be good.
Yep. I love Mario Kart. I played consistently, like all week, like almost every day, I would put it in and play for at least a half hour.
And you know what's funny? This is actually, it's the first, and this is going to get a lot of very, like, puzzled looks from most people because of the good games that have come out lately, but it's the first Wii game that has actually pulled me away from the games I have on my other systems.
Yeah.
Like, Galaxy, as much as I love Galaxy, when I would sit down, if I've got, you know, 3 hours to play games, if I would sit down to play a game, I'd say, well, I could play Mario Galaxy, and then I'd get pulled away to whatever game I was playing
on
the Xbox.
Thing. You only had that thought in your mind. You can't just sit down for 30 minutes and play Galaxy. You're going to have to devote some time to it. So.
And Brawl was the same way. I'd like sit. It'd be like, well, you know, I could play some Brawl, and it's like, nah, I've got like 3 hours. I really want to play some more of this game. And that Mario Kart is the first game that has actually made me consistently say, you know, I've got like a half hour. I want to play some Mario Kart.
That's all. That's like all week. Every time I was sitting down and I had free time, I'm like, Mario Kart.
Right.
I'm going to play Mario Kart right now. It's all week.
Because, you know, the other game that came out this week, if you've only got a half hour, an hour, you don't really want to get into that because it's just, I mean, you're not going to be able to get much done. Whereas with Mario Kart, if you've got a half hour, you can do 10 races in a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably complete one of the Grand Prix in a half hour. So, but that hurt, didn't it?
But now, congratulations, the embargo's been lifted. It's time to talk about the game that need not be mentioned.
Yeah, but we should probably
I could kill 10 hookers in a half hour in GTA 4.
You could kill 10 hookers in a half hour in GTA 4.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have as much fun as you do in Mario Kart.
Really?
Not killing hookers, no.
Oh.
No. You didn't get your money back this time around.
Are you done?
Let's give it our little musical interlude to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Grand Theft Auto 4? Alright, so everybody in the room's played it. Where do you want to start?
It don't matter.
Okay, let's start this way.
So
I think
backwards.
This is the best way to start.
Right.
Who likes it?
No, 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 no. We go around the room. This just first things first.
Around the room.
If you were going to give it a 1 to a 10, what would you give it?
Interesting. We'll start with you.
8.
Oh!
Whoa!
Jeez, peach.
Is it fair for me to say that because I have to review? Should I say what I'm thinking about giving
it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're going to give it an 8?
I'll give it an 8.
And you can say tentatively in front of that if you want to in case you change your mind.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because you might change your mind once you play it more.
Yeah. So I got to get a little more time in before I write my review. So.
Right. So this is just a tentative score. What are you giving it?
Right now, 9.5.
10.
10.
Between a 9 and a 9.5 is my... That's where I'm running between right now. And only because of content.
Yep.
Nothing else. Because I'm sorry, I don't care how much a game has. Here it comes. Here it comes. I can't help it. The anger's coming out. I don't care how much a game has.
Anger's a gift.
If you have fundamentally broken aspects of a game, it's not complete. People will come back and give me crap about Halo because I gave Halo a 10 because of its content. And you know what? Everything in the game worked. It wasn't broken to me. Like, the controls worked. The vehicle controls worked.
So what's broken to you about Grand Theft Auto?
The vehicle
controls. Physics. Car physics are
terrible.
I disagree with them, too.
Terrible.
They're terrible. Yeah, they're not. No,
they take getting used to. They're definitely not as arcadey as the original Grand Theft Auto's vehicle controls.
Right.
But once you learn how to drive the actual cars, sure, the first couple cars you get are shit because you're driving a beater 60 miles an hour and trying to take hairpin turns in it. If you actually drive the higher-end cars and you drive them more realistically, the vehicles handle actually very well.
Because I want to play Grand Theft Auto realistically, though. Come on.
But see, I can understand his argument about that because I have driven every kind of car in the game. And the only thing that I – and this is why I consistently keep trying to take a motorcycle – is because it's the only thing that doesn't flip around at 180 degrees. I played Saints Row. I played Crackdown. The cars in that game do not drive like they're on ice.
Right.
And that's my problem with Grand Theft Auto is I don't care if you want to make a game realistic, but when I'm playing a game that's arcadey where I have so much shit to do, and that's one of the reasons why I think the game is great is because you do have so much to do, but when so much of it is focused on driving and getting away and stuff, I don't want to learn a Gran Turismo type of realistic car system. I just want to be able to drive through the city and have fun with it.
The whole focus with this version of Grand Theft Auto, though, was to make a more realistic GTA experience than in the past.
Well,
because the past has always been about, you know, the cars that you can whip around at 130 miles an hour and take hairpin turns. And, you know, everything was unrealistic. The whole point with this one was to take the series in a more realistic direction.
And there are some cars in that that actually control quite well.
I don't like that argument about how it's being realistic. I really don't. It doesn't settle well with me.
But I'm playing a game. I want to have fun with it, and I want to enjoy what I'm doing. And when the cars control, I like ass like some of them do, and I'm in the middle of a mission, and I'm trying to get away from somebody, and I fail the mission because of the car, because of the way the car handles, and that I'm coming around a turn to try to get rid of a cop because, you know, the new cop system is circular base, so you want to get to the end of the area, and sometimes you got to make sharp turns. Well, if I'm trying to make those sharp turns and I crash into a wall, guess what? Fuck you. Mission failed. You got to start over.
Yep.
Bullshit. That's not fun. Well, that's Splinter Cell Syndrome. And I hate it.
So many times I was in the same situation where, you know, my anger. And I had to. I almost
your anger is great.
Chipped my teeth because I was gritting them so hard because it's just.
But what you have to understand is that the police are operating on the same car physics that you are. So you have to slow down when you go into a turn. You have to hit the brake and the handbrake at the same time and then gas out of the turn. The police that are following you are on the same vehicle physics that you are on. So they're not going to be able to take a turn at 300 miles an hour either.
Right, and you can also use traffic to your advantage because, you know, the AI will make mistakes. They'll, like, run into other cars and get kind of trapped and stuff like that.
There's nothing wrong with that, and I don't have a problem with that, but my problem is that it's ruining a lot of the fun for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing these missions, and you know what? I'm sorry, but when a game is this big, and there's, like, what, hundreds and hundreds of missions, I don't want to do the same fucking one over and over and over and over and over and over again. Seriously.
That's what I've been doing. I've been filling the same mission over and over, and every time that I fill the mission, I reset the game. So, in other words, the other night, I played GTA 4 for like almost an hour and a half. I did not get anywhere in the game.
Yeah.
And that's why I got pissed at Viking for a while, because I was in a place that I just would play for an hour and a half, and I didn't get anywhere. That's not fun to me. I'm sorry. Now, see, this is where all the people on the internet are going to blow up and say, I don't like the game, even though I sat here and said 9 and 9.5.
Right.
What the fuck do you think I'm doing here? I'm bringing up the problems that I have with the driving because it takes fun away from me. And that's why, lately when I play, I only play online because there's nothing but fun there.
Right.
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that's, of course, we always say it's an opinion.
Right.
Exactly.
And this is his opinion, and he doesn't like the way it drives, opinion-wise.
Yeah,
I don't personally have an issue with the driving myself, and that's why I gave it a 10. Right.
The minute Rockstar decided to make the game more realistic is the minute that they basically split a lot of their old fans.
Well, see, you guys are racing fans. I don't like racing games.
Right.
The extent of my racing is burnout.
No, the thing is, now am I saying, do I wish they would have used the Midnight Club engine for their vehicles? But of course, it would have been nicer. But
it definitely would have made the game more accessible as far as the driving goes.
Right.
If they would. I guess my thing with the vehicle physics is that at first I hated them too. I hated them. You know, they're it's very touchy. It is like driving on ice a lot of times,
especially
when you're trying to take corners. But to me, the game would not have felt the nice thing about GTA 4 is that everything in the game world feels like it belongs in the game world. And to me, the it would have seemed very out of place if everything else was the way it is in the game and the driving was the way it used to be in the old Grand Theft Autos. You know, with the new physics system, with the new targeting, with the new emphasis on realism, it would have seemed very sort of it would have seemed like quite a juxtaposition to have all that and then the old arcadey driving.
Right.
So, I mean, it is frustrating initially, but once I got used to the driving, it didn't bother me.
Right. And for the most part, I mean, the only complaint I ever have about, like, the vehicles themselves is when I'm forced to drive the car I don't want to drive, like
Roman's Taxi.
Like Roman's Taxi.
It's a piece of shit.
And those missions were kind of frustrating, but what's great is sometimes you can get the hell out of Roman's Taxi and go steal the car you want, and they'll follow you into it. So,
right.
I don't know. Minus when it rains really hard,
right?
And you got yourself a old muscle car. Yeah, God help you.
Right.
I mean, God's honest truth. You don't pick a muscle car in the rain, but that's just like in real life, though. If you try to drive a car with a lot of engine and a lot of ass, you're going to slide all over the place, and that's what goes back to the realistic engine, and that's what's nice about it is that you kind of have to pick and choose the vehicle you're going to get into and kind of know your vehicles around the city because they all do handle differently, unlike in the past where most cars kind of – unless they're like – all your small cars drove the same, all your long cars drove the same, and all your trucks drove the same. This one, every car feels a little bit different, which is kind of nice. So,
and also you can – I mean, some of the cars you get into, if you get into a car – sometimes they misfire. Sometimes they sputter. Sometimes they don't, like, because, you know, it might be an older car with higher mileage, quote unquote, or whatever. And they'll sputter. They misfire. They don't quite drive right.
Since I crashed a lot because of the physics, what I did like was a lot of times the car doesn't explode, but it just you broke the engine.
Right.
And stalls out.
Right. Stalls out.
That's a cool. But that, you know, it happens to me more times because of the physics.
Right. But no, I definitely. So, I mean, I can definitely see where both of you guys are coming from as far as the vehicle physics are concerned.
Right, and we're not saying that you're not right or wrong. It's just everybody's got a way.
I just want
to
have
away. Right.
Yeah,
right.
And like I said, realistic tone to a Grand Theft Auto game doesn't settle well. There's nothing realistic about this game.
Thing is, I actually wish the cars handled as well as Grand Theft Auto.
How is it
What's
realistic?
Not realistic is when you have CJ flying around a freaking jetpack in the last one. That's where it's not realistic.
See,
this one has more of a serious overtone.
It has more of a human tone.
Well, but I mean, if you just stand in one place and watch people move about the city, it's actually a lot more realistic than the last several were. When it rains, people bust out the umbrellas, put a suitcase over their head, run under an awning. You know, when it rains, you'll see other people actually crash and then get out of the car and check on each other or whatever. And the story is more gritty than flashy this time around. And it's not really designed to be like Vice City or San Andreas where it was just kind of a, you know, anything you could want to do, you can do. It's not really designed that way anymore. It's kind of a departure for the series, but.
No, you know, granted, am I saying that the handling on the vehicles are perfect? No.
No, but.
I'm not saying that, but it doesn't have to be perfect to get a 10, because I don't rate 10s as a perfect game.
I don't either.
I think 10 means the best of its genre, and right now I believe that's what this game is. There's cars that handle better than others, but, you know, like Ryan said at the very, very beginning, you know, it takes some getting used to the handling, and especially coming from the racing world, you know, is Gotham a better handling racing game than Forza? Yeah. Why? Because Forza is more realistic, so it takes some time to get adjusted to. And that's the same thing. Don't be waving your hand at me, or I'll punch you in the penis tip.
So anyways, apart from the driving physics.
Yeah.
Apart from the driving physics, what do you think?
Well, I still had another B.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The targeting
system.
You don't like the targeting?
Seriously, here's my thing about the targeting system. Saints Row did it right. Crackdown did it right.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they just copy it? Why do we still need to fuck around with this? Oh, let's barely pull in the trigger to do this and pull into lock. Yes, if you turn that off, you get precision aim. Why can't we just have the cursor in the middle and play it like a third-person shooter?
When you have
that
it on,
works. That works in every other open world game now. It does. There's nothing wrong with it. That's like Nintendo not wanting to copy the gamer tag. Seriously.
This targeting system, in the heat of the moment, if you have it on, what are you going to do? You're not going to half-ass pull it in. You're going to pull it in all the way.
That's why I don't turn auto-aim on.
It's
Yeah, but then if you use the precision aim, it's so... It's not good. It's just doesn't work. Like, when I'm trying to aim at people online, it doesn't work because it doesn't move fast enough and it doesn't move slow enough. It doesn't precise. It's not precision aim. It's kind of half-assed aim. And I have a problem with that because, you know what? I think Crackdown did it the best because you have the lock on, but you also have the precision all the time.
Yep.
Saints Row didn't have the lock on. It just had the move around in third person, which didn't work nearly as well. I like having a lock on, but I also like having the cursor. Why couldn't they just do it that way, I guess?
Yeah.
So that the spazzy players could have the lock on, but then the precision people could have the precision. And why didn't they make it a little better?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's... It's an issue of personal preference, I guess, because I don't have any problems with the targeting system.
Yeah, I don't like the targeting system either. It feels too convoluted, and when it feels like a mixture of sloppy and convolutedness. Thing is, though, I love the overall feel of the game. The game is incredible. I would describe the game.
But the cover system.
I haven't used it yet at all. Like, I keep trying to use it, and it doesn't. Is it like Kane and Lynch's cover system where you run up and just move against something? And
no, you have to hit the R bumper.
Yeah, R bumper.
You
duck behind cars, you duck behind walls.
You can duck behind
walls.
Anything.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's the cover system is really good.
It's very Gears of War cover system.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You can stop a car that's like driving towards you. You can shoot the driver out of it or whatever, stop the car, and then duck behind the car. You can duck behind anything, just about.
Now, the majority of the time, if you're in cover, the cops will. Granted, if you have a high star rating, they'll come around, and then you're fucked.
Right.
They'll shoot you dead right there. But for the most part, if you've got enough arsenal...
Actually, no, I'd say cover's just more like Uncharted.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Gears of War.
I'm going to compare GTA to a Mario game.
Wow. That's an interesting comparison.
Imagine, if you will...
The
best Mario game ever made, but you have to play as Luigi and his janky jumping.
That's an interesting comparison.
So that's why I think about Grand Theft Auto 4. Great overall world game. But janky controls.
Well, I mean, I guess here's the other thing. Like Brian said, my opinion on 10 is not that a game is perfect. That's because there's no such thing ever as a perfect game.
Well, there's nobody in the room here that's going to disagree that the fact that 10 is not a perfect.
Right. So my take on it, like Brian's, is if a game is the best in its genre, then it deserves a 10. If there has never been a game in that genre that is better, it deserves a 10.
Well, the thing is, and I know what you guys are going to say, oh, well, I like what Crackdown did
it's not.
But the thing is, you don't want to pick apples and apples and oranges in this situation. Yes, you believe that Crackdown's driving and shooting faces are better than Grand Theft Auto, but I still have a hard time believing you guys think that it's a better game overall.
No, but see, this is subjectional because it's all about how much fun you get out of a game.
Yep.
And the difference between this and Crackdown for me is I still play Crackdown to this day. A year and 2 months after it came out, GTA 4 I'll be done with in 6 months.
Yeah.
I will not. And to me,
well, but you're not a fan of the series in general.
No,
anyway,
I'm not a fan of the series. I'm not a fan of. And the problem that I've always had with Grand Theft Auto is that it gives you too much, and it doesn't get that 30 seconds of fun for me. Like, there's a lot of things to do in it that are fun. There's a lot of wow moments. The new multiplayer is absolutely phenomenal. Don't get me wrong; it is absolutely phenomenal. Just being able to run out into the city with 16 other people and do all the stuff—the cops and crooks mode, all that stuff is great. GTA Race, yeah, fuck that with the car physics for me. Sorry, but like all the other modes are really cool. Like that stuff is really good. The multiplayer is going to last me a very, very long time. But you know what? I don't have as much fun playing the game, and that's how I gauge.
But is it because it's fun? You know, having as much fun because it's a little more subdued and realistic versus over the top and superhero like.
Exactly, because that's my opinion.
So if Nico can fly and pick up cars and throw them, you'd
if
have more fun.
If it played well, yes. But that's the thing is, I need that kind of – it needs to feel good when I do it. And when I shoot in Grand Theft Auto, it doesn't feel good. And when I drive, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel fun to me. It's not fun to learn how to control a car. And here's the thing. You think that it's going to take me time to learn how to control a car? I've probably put 20 hours in this game this week. 20 hours. How much fucking longer do I have to play it to get used to the cars,
I mean,
though, I guess?
I've only played it probably 3 or 4. And, I mean, I just – it's not a question, I guess, of getting used to it. It's of changing your
habits,
your ideas about driving in a game.
You shouldn't
like
have
that.
To be a racing fan to get used to the goddamn controls. That's what you just said.
No, I didn't.
You guys said it was geared more towards the racing.
No, you said that.
No, I never said that.
We said it's geared more towards realism.
Right.
Which
because
is
it is.
Racing. I mean, you're going to get the more realism out of the racing games like Forza and all that, but I shouldn't have to learn how to drive a car.
So you shouldn't have to learn a new mechanic to play a different game?
No.
Every game should control
just
like
Crackdown?
No, I'm
not saying that. Well, if the control is like the cars, then yeah, because the car controls just suck.
No, because the car controls for Crackdown work for Crackdown. They would not work for Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm telling you that right now because the game is different. Look, I understand that you guys like Crackdown better. You like the shooting in Crackdown. You like the driving in Crackdown. That's fine. I agree that some aspects of Crackdown are better than some aspects of GTA 4. But overall, Grand Theft Auto is a much better game than Crackdown.
No, it's not.
Well, see, that's opinionated because
it's
all about fun, and I don't disagree with
you. Here's what you'd probably consider the sad, something sad pertaining to my approach to Grand Theft Auto. I'm having the most fun watching TV and listening to the radio.
And that's one thing I will always give Rockstar is their attention to detail. Their attention to detail and their humor is great. I never, and that's the thing is everybody's going to blow up because I'm not. I don't worship the game is the reason why people will blow up at me is the funny thing about it. It's still hell of a deal for your $60. It's well worth your $60.
Yeah.
You should play it. It's a great game. I'm never going to tell you it's not a great game. But I don't have as much fun with it as I did other games of this type. Is my point. And it's because I don't want to learn the drive. It's not that I don't want to learn the driving. It's that I don't feel like I should have to learn how to drive these cars the way they're driven in the game. They're not fun to drive. It's not fun for me to be in a car online, you know, and have three people in the car with me driving around. 2 seconds later, I'm doing 180s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to run through the city do the jumps and stuff. I mean, that's what they're there for.
To me, there's a certain amount of accomplishment, though, that comes with driving well in a game like Grand Theft Auto that doesn't come from a game like Crackdown, because anybody can jump into a car in the older Grand Theft Autos or in Crackdown or in Saints Row and control it fairly well. It takes a certain level of there's a certain level of accomplishment that comes with driving well in Grand Theft Auto 4 to me, because it's like, you know what? There's a certain amount of accomplishment that comes with evading the police, because it's like, I'm good enough to drive this car that I got away from these police. Whereas with Saints Row, it's just kind of like, you know, you jump in the car, you drive fast, you make these turns, and you're done.
Okay, well, you know what? Obviously, we're not going to get to an end of this discussion as far as the cars go. I think we should probably kind of hold it right there. And we should at least mention the greatest feature in the game, which is the cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone's awesome.
The cell phone is basically a ripoff of Burnout's multiplayer mode too, which was really good idea, where you just use the menu to log into multiplayer.
I'm not talking about just multiplayer, but I'm talking about as far as like single player mode as well.
The
overall streamlining of the game is brilliant.
I love the maintaining contacts and maintaining relationships, and it's definitely they sort of tried that with San Andreas to an extent. But it's sort of taken the whole relationship building and taken it to the next level, where you have to, you know, if you want to continue to get missions from these people, if you want to continue to, you know, get new perks from these people and everything, you have to invest time in the relationship, because they're not just gonna, you know, meet you on the street and decide that they want to plant car bombs for you. They've got to get to know you first. You have to hang out with them, that kind of stuff. And it's taken the whole kind of. There's never been a crime game that has really delved into the relationships of people, you know, in the crime syndicate or whatever you want to call it. So it does that very, very well. It's kind of got the Sopranos kind of. It's not all about
committing crimes. It's about the people that commit the crimes as well.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong aspect of the game that's really good. It's got a very organic feel to it.
Yeah.
Like everything you feel, I feel that has a consequence.
Right.
You know, every action. And the thing is, I'm playing the game very cautionary. So I'm not just trying to gun down or
right.
run down people. I actually, this is going to sound pretty silly, but I actually stop at stoplights a lot of times.
Whip, whip. I like how they
yeah. yeah, when you blow through a stoplight, if there's a policeman around, they chirp their siren at you.
Yeah.
And one thing I'm happy about is the multiplayer, is that in the GTA games, because this one particularly, they actually structure the missions to fit inside the story.
Right.
That's how you unlock this and this, and that's how it actually moves the story along and progresses. And you're not doing missions just to be doing missions. You actually,
right.
there's a point to doing the missions this right. time around versus, yeah, man, this guy needs some weed. Why don't you take him go get some weed? And then you get into a fight, splatter fight, and you get some money, and that's all you did
right.
in the older ones. This one actually has a point to move everything along.
Right. And it's very character-based.
Right. And so this one, not only is the missions give me enough attention to want to go from mission to mission, but the online serves a place for my bloodlust.
Right.
So in the past, I would get sick of doing the missions in GTA, and I would just go nuts and just go, and I would totally lose track of what the hell I was doing in the game because I'd stop doing missions, just going around and causing mayhem. But now, I just jump my ass online, go kill a bunch of people, and get my bloodlust, and not really have to take a time away from
right.
my single-player experience.
Yeah, and I think, too, that's the difference between this version of Grand Theft Auto and the last couple is it's not as much the older ones were always more about just what you can do. It's like you can do this, and the character development was light. There was a story, but nobody really cared about it. The missions were sort of based around the story, but nobody really cared about
right.
it. This game is more about the story, the characters, the interactions between the characters, the actual missions that you go on involving those characters, and less about the you've got this big city, do what you want to in it. There's a lot less of that this time around.
And of course, if the developers of Rockstar are listening, I want downloadable content to allow you to play the mini games online.
Mm.
I don't like going into an empty bowling alley and not be able to do anything.
I guess, yeah. I guess.
Of course, I don't like the bowling, but I did like the darts.
I was going to say, I guess I'd be excited if the bowling was actually
right.
good.
Well, the darts and pool are really good.
See,
yeah.
I don't even enjoy those because they're too easy.
Yeah.
The
fun.
Darts is cake.
Yeah.
You can hit a bullseye all three times, no problem.
Well, yeah.
And the bowling is terrible.
Yeah,
bowling
is
absolutely
yeah.
terrible.
I mean, then again, I didn't go into it expecting.
But you know what? The thing is, if they did unlock that stuff, you know what they'd have? PlayStation Home.
Oh snap!
Yes.
I don't know.
Can't go a week without talking about PlayStation Home. Either,
so. PlayStation Home. We went a week without talking about Two Worlds. It was
that's
okay.
true.
That's
I know.
True.
I was amazed.
Yeah,
right?
Anything's possible.
But
yeah.
Wolverine's angry at
He's
us
angry
for having
at
a different opinion.
He doesn't want to.
No,
to.
I'm not. I don't care. It's your opinion. I don't like. I don't dishate the game at all. It's the best of the series, I think. But they
Agreed.
Did a lot of things wrong that could have made it more fun. That's all. The online,
I just,
the multiplayer, phenomenal. That's what keeps me coming back. And I do want to learn more of the story, so that's why I keep playing. So,
do you have something?
You know something? GTA 4 is actually the first game in a long time that I almost felt like breaking my controller.
See?
Because.
But he did.
But he's already.
I didn't
he's
either. I almost broke my teeth.
Because I played the game for an hour and a half, and I resetted the game like five or six times within that period because I kept on failing the mission because of some stupid car mechanic. I'd get barely hung up on like a street post or something, and it would slow me down, and the guy would get away.
You know,
and I'd reset it again.
You know,
and
you don't have
same
to
thing
reset
would
it every time.
He didn't want to go through without failing a mission. I told him that in a GTA,
yeah,
it's
doesn't
be
matter.
Impossible.
Yeah, you. I mean, you're gonna fail missions. It's
right.
not, and it doesn't affect the story if you.
Right.
Fail
yeah, but
it.
When you have to do the same mission, how many six times?
Well, he's talking about resetting, but you don't have to reset because
yeah,
your cell phone will ring and you just jump back into the mission.
There's
yeah.
a lot of missions
he doesn't want
so
that
far.
Stat on his stat list, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want.
It's not going to happen, though. I'm
right.
just going to tell you. Having
you don't
played
get an achievement
all the Grand
for it, so
Thought, you're gonna
no,
you're
no
gonna
achievement.
Fail a couple
but,
missions.
But yeah, man, I was like an hour and a half of playing. I did not advance at all. I mean, seriously. I've probably played the game about 10 hours this week, and it says I've only played it for five. So
you just got to stop resetting and just retry the missions. It's not that big
a deal. Last night, man, I just grasped the controller, and I was like, I could almost rip the sucker in half.
Did you get it on PS3 or 360?
360. So
everybody in the room got it on 360,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do
so
like
no comparison from us as far as 360 versus PS3.
Right. And it has really nothing to do with like which system I prefer or achievements or anything. Honestly, I got it just for the DLC.
Right.
I
got it because everybody else was getting it on
360. Well, that too.
I needed people to play with online.
I do like the human aspect of the game, and I was bowling with Roman. And I was just getting mad at it, so I left, and he followed me, and I just shot him like 16 times.
Shot Roman?
Shotgun. Yeah, I shot
him.
Holy crap.
I know he deserves to be shot because he's such an idiot, but come on now, man.
I didn't take my frustration.
He's your cousin,
out.
Man.
Yeah, well, it's just funny, too, because the cops came, and they, you know.
Mommy never go bowling with
me.
Him.
They busted me, and where's Roman coming out of? The hospital.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
And, you know, I mean, I really love the attention to detail as far as. You know, the city goes, the people goes, and everything, because it just really does make the game feel more realistic.
Oh, I got a question here, because I'm never going to do it, because I actually kind of like Roman. I feel sorry for him. So, when you shot and killed Roman, does he call you on the cell phone? Hey, Godson, what you doing shooting me, man?
No, he doesn't call you.
Okay.
Well, speaking of shotguns.
Because I know when you shot him, he's like, don't worry about it. I found a prostitute and we banged all night long, that kind of a thing. So, he usually calls back if you're like, well, screw it, I'm doing this mission instead.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to talk. I shot him with a shotgun point blank.
That's the other thing I like, too, is that it's it's not like most games where somebody calls you and asks you to go hang out with them and you blow them off for a mission. It's no big deal. Like, they just call you right back. If you blow them off, you'll get a text message or a voicemail or something saying, hey, why'd you blow me off? What happened to you?
I call Michelle at 3 in the morning. It's like,
right.
Man, I'm sleeping. Call me after 6.
After she said that, I'd hang up and call again. I'd keep annoying the bitch, and she wouldn't talk to me. She'd send me text messages like, you need to stop calling.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Wow.
But I wish you could send text, too, though. Sometimes.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool. Yeah, I do
content.
Like the fact, though, that you can customize your wallpaper and your screensaver and your ringtone on your cell phone. You can download new wallpapers and stuff for your cell phone. And
I just wish they'd spend that much time paying attention to the aiming mechanic.
Yep.
And the driving mechanic.
I said we were going to stop talking about that. Yeah.
But all in all, I enjoy it. I do.
See, that's the thing is everybody's going to take it as I'm a hater on the game. And I like the game. I do. I just... I'm so sick of Splinter Cell Syndrome. I am. I'm tired of failing missions just to do them over again.
I failed a mission twice, I think. That's the most I failed.
Dude, you're like nowhere in the game, though. What, you're like 5%?
Do what?
You're like 5% into the story, aren't you?
Oh. I didn't really look at my stats, so I don't
know. It just frustrates me because I just want to go in, have a good time, have fun, and when the things like that happen, it makes me not have fun. You know, that's the key thing to keeping a game interesting to me is, and that's why I spend most of my time online.
See,
because I'm having fun. You know, that's the thing.
See, the draw more for me in GTA is, at least in this one, is the story and the characters. So,
and that's fine, and that's the only reason why I'll continue to play the single player is because the story is entertaining. It is a lot better than it has been in the past.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what his past is like.
I mean, I do like that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah,
they
kind of hint around to it, but you don't. You know, like,
and that, I mean, that's, I guess, the kind of stuff, like, I guess that's why, in my opinion, I'm going to throw that out there, in my opinion, it's better than Crackdown, because Crackdown had none of that. There was no character development in Crackdown.
Yeah, no personality.
Period.
But that doesn't, I don't consider that a requirement for me to enjoy a game a lot.
Right, well, that's a differing of opinion.
So,
yeah.
In other words, the perfect sandbox game would have the controls of Crackdown and the organic living world of GTA 4.
No, I already told you the perfect game would be Crackdown, but as Batman. That would be it right there.
That'd be pretty sweet.
You could do side crime missions.
You'd have grappling.
Because you know that's the thing. That's the thing I hated about Crackdown was there was no missions.
Right.
So you guys
just kill a boss, move on to the next one, rinse and repeat.
But try to keep the review since we all gave it positive reviews. At least try to keep everything positive. What do you think of Nico?
I like him as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing is I don't know how people are playing the game without subtitles on because sometimes he just spouts off in the other language.
Well, what about what's that guy's name? The
Vlad.
The Rastafarian guy.
Oh,
Little
Jacob.
Oh my God, yeah. He's so incoherent. I like how Nico just kind of blows him out. I was like, "Oh, don't tell you about that. Tell me now." He's like, "Yeah, whatever."
No, you know what's funny about Nico that you don't get with the other characters is that at least in the other Grand Theft Autos is that there's a part of me that really only wants to do the crazy mayhem stuff online because it doesn't seem like it fits his character. Like, it doesn't seem like it fits his character to go out and just slaughter, right, like 600 people on the street and blow up an ambulance. And
I think he's got to be a boss or something somewhere, because I like how, like, when Michelle's, it's like, what do you do? He's like, oh, what do you do? I asked you first.
Right,
you know?
Right.
He's like, he is not. Yeah. So.
So I just like the fact that he very family. He's protective of his cousin.
Right.
And that's really cool. So
he's a very good character. Yeah.
He's very human.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And another thing that I like about GTA 4 is the overabundance of humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Well, that and the commercials.
Yeah.
And
the TV shows are excellent.
I tell you what.
And the music is great.
It's funny watching, was it the men's room show?
Yes.
With Baz. And just because if you watch MMA at all, he really is that crazy. Like, he really is that crazy. And it's just funny to watch that show, and he's, like, talking about pounding on people, and, oh, man, it's funny stuff.
Have you been inside the Statue of Liberty yet?
No.
Inside of it?
No, not
There's
yet.
There's a beating heart in
there. Yeah, I saw that online.
Really?
There's
weird.
A beating heart inside the
Statue. Is that online or a single player?
You can do it either. Really? We did it the other day.
Statue
you
of
you
happiness.
Have to crash your helicopter, like, into the statue to land on it. And then you jump out and you go inside and climb up a ladder. There's a heart beating in there.
Wow.
That's the little things that impress me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just how cool there's, like, little stuff scattered around the city.
I am disappointed with one thing in the game.
What's that?
No Cloverfield monster.
Disappointed in the lack of a Cloverfield monster?
Yeah, I want to destroy the Statue of Liberty with the Cloverfield monster.
You know what I think would be really cool is, and we kind of touched on this a second ago, I really do think that the best open world game would be a open world set in New York Marvel superhero game, and you can shut your mouth with the DC stuff, because all the Marvel stuff, actually a lot of it actually takes place in New York. So
with Batman and Gotham City, there you go. I mean, that just would be
those
awesome.
Those are two good ideas. Feed the Marvel fanboy, feed the DC fanboy.
Have, you know, Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Fantastic Four.
Because you would need all those to equal the greatness of Batman.
Oh,
yeah.
What's up? What's up?
Marvel.
But
yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, with Metropolis, you know, Metropolis is very much like New York City,
right?
And then Gotham City is kind of like a mixture of London intermixed with Chicago.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be cool. Oh, speaking of which, Grand Theft Auto 4, key moments, like moments, you know, that you make in the game yourself,
right.
You know, dude, funny. There's a part where I was chasing down these guys,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was supposed to kill them, and I'm in the car, right? And I got the song from freaking Phil Collins, the Mama song from Genesis.
Right.
And, dude, it was such an awesome moment running down these, like, three or four guys. I'm chasing them down this alley, and they're all screaming. And I'm chasing them down with a car, and I'm running them over to freaking Phil Collins. I mean,
that's like Vice City was very good at that, at the juxtaposition of music and
it's the music and the scene and what you're doing. There's parts like that in GTA 4 that's like almost priceless.
You know,
but, yeah.
You know what I love is the people dropping stuff. I don't know why, but I love the fact that if I'm on the street and there's a bunch of people around me and I fire a shot, the people next to me will drop whatever they're doing and just take off. Like, if they've got a coffee in their hand, a paper, whatever, they drop it and run.
It was funny in that instance. I just got out of a car, and I was staring at a guy just looking at me, and I was looking back at him. He just dropped his bag and just walked away. I'm like, all right.
You bump into people and they drop their stuff. It's just, I don't know.
Funniest moment I've had was night number one when we jumped online for the first time. And me and Zero find the helicopters at the airport.
Yeah.
I jump in the back of the helicopter. He's manning the flying part of it. And I see the gun turrets on the side of the helicopter. So I'm like,
oh, which button do I do? So I press Y, thinking I can man the guns, and I bail out at like 20,000 feet in the air with my guy screaming to his last.
This, the sound was awesome. I'm sitting there flying, and I see this little thing fall on the side. He's like, ah! I was like, just jump out.
I love the, we were playing online, and I'm doing a wheelie on the motorcycle, and all of a sudden Killer Wolverine just plows me over from behind. And it didn't kill me. It, like, knocked me off the motorcycle, and I'm trying to get up, and Zero runs over me.
Oh, and the default brightness sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to change the brightness.
See, yeah. My funniest moment was Zero. I was just walking, just running my mom's business. He comes full blast with one of these sports cars. Runs me. He doesn't run me over. He hits me, and I go flying like 10 feet into a brick wall. My head smashes into it.
Yeah, I like how they have the flat out kind of a thing where you crash through the windshield and into a tree.
That happened to me a couple times.
There's just awesome.
You know what else is actually a little thing that I didn't notice until we'd played multiplayer for a little bit? Have you noticed that blood gets on your car
when you get people running over people? It's awesome.
But it, online, I don't think everybody sees it. I think only you see it.
Right.
So it's kind of weird because you'll be like, look at all the blood on my car. Like,
what are you talking about?
Well, I like the fact that mentioned that if you were in the same car, you can see your waypoint that you make.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real cool. So you can be driving and be navigating.
Like I said, the online is something that I'm going to enjoy for a very, very long time.
It's good multiplayer.
Because it's just chaotic fun, right. And I have a blast with it. You have the whole city to yourself. You turn the cops on or off.
Right.
We need to play Cops and Crooks.
That's a fun mode.
I've only played the open world stuff, so when we get back online again, we need to do something else. I guess to wrap up the GTA conversation, what do you hope out of DLC?
Hope out of DLC?
Yeah, because I don't think they've really confirmed what they're going to have.
I thought
right?
it was story content.
Well, they said episodic content and that it would be missions and something else. But they haven't really said, like, scope. They haven't really mentioned scope
yet. So what would you like Rockstar to put in DLC? Don't talk about tweaking, targeting, or driving. I'm talking about content.
They fixed two worlds.
Wow, you did not just compare GTA to Two Worlds.
See, I did that just to blow up the internet. That was fun.
Oh, there's going to be a pile of rubble here in a little while. It's blowing up so much.
I don't know. As long as it's just, I can't see them adding anything new to the city with DLC. I really don't. I think they're not going to do that. I mean, more helicopters, because so far I've only found one.
Right.
I want the ability to get into a jet. What's up with that?
You won't get it.
The small one?
You won't get it.
I tried doing that and just disappointed. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys ever run into the homeless guy spouting about the alien invasion?
The guy in the back alley? He was asking for money to help fight the aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did encounter him. I shot him.
That's awesome.
He's like, I thought he was trying to rob me. I wasn't paying attention. And I thought he was trying to rob me. He's like, hit L to give him money, or L bumper to give him money. I'm like, fuck that. Took out my shotgun and blew away.
Find any of the blue guys yet on your map? The 14 hidden people?
No, not yet.
The first guy gave me $50. Or $100. He just handed me, he's like, here's a nice Chris Benjamin. And he's handed it to me, and Nico's just like, okay. And just walked away.
Wow.
You know, there is a mission, because I actually picked up the strategy guide.
I got it too.
And there's actually a mission like around the middle of the game. Where you have to lure this guy out to, I guess, take him out or something. I don't know the specific details. But the guy that you're supposed to apprehend is gay. And you actually have to go onto the website and pose that you're gay yourself in order to lure the guy out.
Wow. Well, have you done the internet hotspots yet?
Weird.
No, I haven't done the internet cafe.
I haven't either. Have you done it yet?
No.
Okay.
Twat. So.
But, I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff on
there's
there.
There's a lot of, and this there's is, a the lot, game is like ridiculously immense.
Has anyone tried the police missions? I can't get the computer to access anything.
You have to call 911 first.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the cool feature on that is when you call for police backup, 9 cars just come to your location. They're just like, oh shit!
All right.
You should try that if you see somebody fighting on the street. Call 911.
That's another good thing. Like, this guy, like, he hit me.
Call 911.
You just dial it on your phone and dial it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You up twice, and you can
twice.
Dial.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
but the cool thing, some guy hit me, and he came out to confront me, and he started a fight with me. I didn't take a – he swung first, and right. so I would fight back. The cop came and arrested him.
Yeah.
That was cool, and he just held the gun up. The guy, you know, put his hands up, and he walked to his cruiser, and like
– You should have shot the cop when that happened.
Yeah.
I – not to get off the GTA conversation, but –
Well, it's about time we did that. I think we should start moving on.
I forgot in my fondling that finally, 3 days and an entire episode later, got into the Metal Gear beta.
What do you think?
Has anybody else in here played it yet?
Yeah, I didn't bother.
Nope.
You know, it's all right. It's definitely not something that I see myself spending a lot of time in. I can understand the draw for some people. It's very tactical. It's definitely not run and gun at all. It's very tactical. I do like some of the like perks that you can get, and I like some of the close quarters combat stuff that you can do. But here's my main beef. And the thing that reminded me of this, I would have completely forgot to mention it, but you said something about shotgunning somebody. The shotgun is ridiculously underpowered. Really? You can seriously go right up to somebody and shoot them 3 times with a shotgun and they don't die. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. So that is one thing that I don't like. I hope they tweak the power of the shotgun before it comes out. But
Big thing is I got that disc for the content.
Right.
I hated multiplayer in Metal Gear Snake Eater.
I didn't
even bother. Unless I heard from where it's like, okay, well, I'm going to get it. I'll have the beta code. If word of mouth, it's like, oh, my God, you got to play this.
Right.
But nobody's told me that, no.
It's definitely not. If you're a huge Metal Gear fan, like, you might actually like it.
I didn't like Snake Eater.
You might like this one. There's some good stuff in it. There's some of the stuff that I actually kind of really like. But there's just some of it I don't know. If I'm going to play an online shooter like that, I'd rather play Call of Duty than Metal Gear Online. But that's just my opinion on Metal Gear Online. And it's also coming from someone who's not a big fan of Metal Gear anyway in the first place. So, there you go.
All right.
And this is going to be a long
Well, I'm
podcast.
Skipping over news now. I've decided to skip over news because there was like 5 items, and none of them
were
exciting,
really
except for a prototype being delayed, which sucks. But
right.
other than that, it was like a stretch for news. Right. So we'll just move into the questions now.
Well, you're going to introduce it?
What, the questions?
Introduce the questions.
That's all right.
All right.
We can skip
on. Oh, my God. You're like killing the podcast.
Hey, we got in the two worlds. Let it go.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right, the first question comes from Mungo Jerry.
He says,
I know you're all into GTA 4, but this is kind of about GTA. One of the podcasts you talked about Spider-Man 2 and the wow factor it had the first time you played it. This made me think because I had the same feeling, but something that I found to be more fun was the graphics, animation, and the sound. Those three things, except for perhaps Spider-Man himself, every other person looked like crap and animated like crap.
Yeah.
Also, their comments were so bad it was fun. So the same feeling, do you think, whatever, I'm losing my place. So I just had as much fun with those things that consider bad in a game as the things that work. If you played a game, did you have the same feeling, and did you have other games that are so bad they are fun?
Another Two Worlds reference.
If you like things like that, go to 1UP and watch Broken Pixels. Yeah.
Well, GTA 4, I had this instance where I was beating up this, for no reason, this fat guy. And then after I got done beating up him, here comes his... Another one, looking just like him.
Like, yeah,
did I just beat you up?
Yeah, you run into that in GTA. Yeah. Is
you run
people
into
that look exactly
oblivion.
The same? Yeah, you run into that in everything.
And it comes with the big world.
Right.
I mean, there's only so many things you can do with people.
But he's asking if there's a game that was so bad you had fun with it.
Two Worlds.
I never.
Like I really enjoyed.
But
two
you
worlds.
Didn't enjoy it because it was bad.
No, well, there were parts of it I enjoyed because they were bad.
Like the horse controls.
The dialogue I enjoyed
It
was bad. No, the horse control I hated because it was bad. But like the dialogue was so bad that it was fun, so I enjoyed that part of it.
I don't know. I guess in terms of like maybe dialogue, Earth Defense Force 2017, that had some really bad dialogue, and it made it fun because it was super cheesy.
I'll tell you what else I enjoyed that was bad. Was in X-Men Legends 2.
Oh, yeah.
Was Nightcrawler's sneaking animation, where it looked like he was doing the Thriller dance, because he had his hands, like, up in front of him in these claws, and he's, like, sneaking along.
That was so bad it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Justin got mad because we trapped him in a corner.
We trapped him in a corner.
We made him watch that over and over again.
You know, I think I
tried to drown myself.
What's funny is I think Conan Librarian actually makes a career of trying to play
games that are so bad.
That so he can have fun with games.
I think the funnest game that I ever played that was terrible is the Aqua Teen Hunger Force game. That was so terrible it was good.
You know, the thing is, when the game is bad, it's just bad, and I stay away. But the last one, and this is ages, this is going to bring out, you know, my age and, of course, the age of gaming, but Technocop. Terrible game, but it was so much fun. So
Technocop.
Technocop.
I remember the name. Don't really remember the game that well.
I'll tell you another game that had some cheesy-ass full motion video acting was Lethal Enforcers.
Yes.
Remember Lethal Enforcers? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That game was awful. Ground Zero Texas was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, of course, aliens. Any of the laser games, Minus Dragon's Lair.
Right.
Like Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog McCree. I loved Mad Dog McCree, but man.
The Sega CD full motion video games.
Sewer Shark.
I played so much Sewer Shark, and that game was terrible.
Yeah. You know what? That game is unbeatable.
It is.
It's unbeatable. Yeah.
Much like Ease. The original Ease on the TurboGrafx-16. Yeah. That boss health never went down.
And you want to talk about people that complain about game length? Sewer Shark was literally 15 minutes long, and you can't beat it, period. Right. Mm-hmm. It's only 15 minutes long, and you can't beat it. I've played that game 500 times. You can't beat it.
Night Trap. Bad, but fun.
Oh, Night Trap.
Night Trap was,
Night
really
Trap
bad.
Was awful. Just about every game on
the
entire
Sega CD.
Sega CD library.
Except Eternal Champions.
And Lunar.
And
Jurassic Park.
Was Sonic Spinball, was that on Sega CD? Which was the
that
Sonic,
was
Sega CD?
Sonic CD. That was the best Sonic game ever.
All right, next question comes from Kalupu. He says, another question, since all of the N4G crew worked at GameStop or EB before, have you ever been pressured to suggest a really bad game to your customers?
Well, unfortunately, due to the grounds that might incriminate me, I can't answer that. So I'll have my friend Harvey answer that.
Well, let me tell you about a time when we had a thing called Vendor of the Month.
Oh.
We had to sell a game called Turok for the PlayStation 2 and Xbox.
Yeah,
and not only did we have to sell Turok Evolution to people because it was the Vendor of the Month and we were like had goals of how many to sell, but they even got to the point where they're just like, even if an 8-year-old walks in, sell them Turok. This is before the ESRB got all crazy and stuff. Now back to you, Brian.
So.
You know what's funny is the Turok Evolution thing wasn't just limited to GameStop because I actually worked at a video game, an independently owned video game store that a friend of mine owned, and he, like an absolute idiot, even though I told him not to, bought about 200 copies of Turok Evolution and the Terminator game on PlayStation 2. And so he was actually at the point of sell this to everybody. Tell everybody that this game is awesome.
Oh, and I remember one more. Take it, Harvey.
Yeah, remember when we had to sell Fantavision? Because the company ordered way too many copies, and they're like, sell it. You have 100 copies to sell. Sell them all. If you don't sell them, you're in trouble. I mean,
Yeah.
I love having to sell crappy games. That was great. They're like, push this game. Why? It's terrible.
Well, the person I liked Fantavision, so.
And most of the time, even if we were supposed to push it, we wouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if people actually asked, they're like, is this game any good? No, this game is ass. It is ass in a box. Walk away.
I got in trouble for telling a friend of mine that a game was bad. A friend of mine. From the district manager.
You got in trouble.
Yeah. The
for
district manager,
a friend.
You remember this, right?
Who, Harvey?
Yes, Harvey. He pulled me outside. No, he didn't even have the balls to do it. The manager had to do it and tell me that I can't say shit like that. To a friend!
Man.
All right, next question.
Yeah.
The consensus is, though, when somebody comes in, they pick up a copy of Lair. We're supposed to, you know, I personally suggest something else.
Well,
have you played Uncharted yet? No, then you need to buy it.
But see, people
instead.
Like honesty. They don't want to be lied to buy a $60 piece of shit.
Right.
And the thing, since I missed last week's podcast, you know, a lot of people are like,
I think was it Silfo that posted a question: why so many people hate GameStop? There's a lot of there's a reason why everybody in this room, besides me, of course, because you guys come to me because you like the way I run my store.
Right,
my store.
Anyway, broke the fourth wall. But other reasons is for the fact that we're gamers. 99% of the time, we hire gamers because they're usually customers that we brought in off the street, and we go to GameStop because of you're going to get at least a gamer's opinion on it, not some reject who just got done stuck in toilet paper at Walmart.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, though, your GameStop is the only one that I will – Harvey's GameStop is the only one that I will buy games at, because the rest of the GameStops, most of the people get on my nerves.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ditto.
And what's funny is it never really seemed that bad until GameStop took over.
Yeah.
Like EB, like all the EB games, they always seem to have decent people until GameStop took over.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We're moving on.
Moving on.
Next question comes from Lieutenant Renji, I guess this.
Yeah.
He says, hi, this will be my first question since I've only begun recently listening. I think it's a super great show.
Thank you.
First time everybody's called it a super great show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Last podcast you said which franchise would you kill, so I'll start by saying fuck you, Zero, for having your own opinion.
There you go. That's what we all think, too.
But my question still goes to Zero and, of course, all the others, but I've gotten the impression of you as the biggest Metal Gear! Fan in the room. In MGS4, there's been said that there is a cutscene which will blow our minds out.
I'll have to avoid that one.
It explains everything and so on. So
kind of
my
enjoy
question,
my mind.
My question is, what do you guys think it will be about?
Well, hopefully it's not the guy from Scanners, because I kind of like my brain inside my head.
I think it's going to be about Lalilulelo.
I hope. I hope it's about Lalilulelo. No. I want to know... What happened to Fox Die? What happened to Naomi?
You know what? If I get one cutscene in Metal Gear 4 that is like the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle that makes it all fit together, then I will take back some of the criticisms that I had of
Metal
Gear 2.
Hey, I have heard from people that have finished this game that they said everything. You get an answer to
Well, I don't
everything.
Just want an answer. I want an answer that makes sense.
No, they said
everything.
It explains it makes I don't everything
want,
makes
does
sense.
It explain why Raiden was flipping around naked.
I don't
explain
want
explain everything.
I don't want the Patriots did it as an explanation.
And
I want
the
something
Patriots
better.
The Patriots videotaped
than that.
You what?
And supposedly the game
it took me a minute.
The game basically has 7 acts. Like 7 parts, and supposedly all the videos that we've seen so far
are only from the tutorial level.
Yes,
yeah,
are all
that.
From Act 1. So basically, we have not seen anything yet.
I've heard
essentially.
That.
Baby!
I knew that was coming.
Here's something.
But
you might possibly forget.
No, wait, it doesn't go like that, does it? No.
As to what kind of scene it is, I'm gonna throw it out there. Has to do with aliens.
Dude, if it has to do with aliens, I'm done with Metal Gear forever.
Metal Gear.
It was all a dream.
Aliens.
It was just all a dream.
It was all a dream?
Yeah. Solid Snake's going to wake up and go, oh, what was that? And he fell asleep watching Escape from New York. Yes, I went there. That's right.
Whatever.
And I'm thinking that there might be a crossover.
Between
Metal Gear and perhaps maybe another Konami game.
Did you see? Have you been to the store? Did you go to the store?
You're stretching.
What?
Did you go to my store this week?
You know, did you see the video?
Did you go to my store this week?
Did you see the video online of Altair in Metal Gear Solid 4? Did you see that little April Fool's video that Konami made? It was Altair from Assassin's Creed, like running around in the one of the levels of Metal Gear Solid 4. It was pretty cool. It's pretty right. Neat.
Well, the plot twist would be that wasn't an April Fool's joke.
There you go.
Next up, Joe McEnroe has a couple questions. Is how bad can a game be if you're playing with your friends?
It can't be bad, I guess, if you're playing with your friends
well,
and you're having fun. But I mean,
he didn't say having fun.
Condemned
no, he didn't
say having fun.
Something into mind.
I didn't have any fun with that, and I won't play it again.
No. What was the other one? Dark
Condemned
Sector.
Too.
Oh.
Dark Sector.
All right, next up, 1UP complains about questions European game journalists ask. Why are the Europeans so unprofessional? I don't know.
I've never thought of them
as unprofessional.
I think
they're more blunt than anything.
Yeah, I think that's what it is more than unprofessional, is most of the European game journalists that I've read are much more blunt than American journalists.
I have to disagree. Edge magazine, at the back of each issue, there's like each like editor of the magazine basically fills up a whole page with text with about freaking philosophy, dude, like video game philosophy. And
I mean blunt in terms of if something sucks, they're not afraid to say that it sucks.
Well,
I don't mean blunt as in direct. I mean blunt as in,
I don't know.
They're not afraid to give a game a 7.
I just want to know why Europeans are afraid to buy an Xbox 360. That's just, I don't know.
Well, not all of them are.
Because it's made by Microsoft. Microsoft, devil. Moving on.
Oh, good.
I've spoken with a couple people from the UK.
Right.
On Xbox.
Yeah, the UK, actually, Xbox is going strong.
Yeah.
It's just the rest of Europe that nobody cares about the Xbox.
Next question comes from Don't Panic, and is possible to incite riot flames across the interwebs. He says, 60 episodes, congrats. What can we expect for the 100th episode, centennial extravaganza of the century? Well, you got 40 more to figure out. So
if they don't cancel us by then.
They don't get canceled. All right. He also says, also, if there was one gaming experience you could erase from your mind forever, what would it be?
Wow.
A gaming experience.
A gaming experience
to erase
mind.
From your mind forever.
I don't know, because most of the really bad ones I had a blast with because they were really bad and I could make fun of them.
You know, I can't really say because bad experiences. You know, you just have to it builds character and it builds knowledge of the video game world, like.
Well, this question kind of caught me off surprise, so I don't have one that I can remember, but recently, ballers.
I'll tell you one. When I was a kid, I rented Judge Dredd on the Super Nintendo.
Why?
Because I thought it would be awesome.
No!
It was terrible.
I rented it for the Genesis.
You were impressionable back then.
What was that game that I hated on the Dreamcast I got ripped for?
I don't
dungeon
remember.
Game. God, what was that?
Oh, I'll tell you another game that I could
was it Evolution?
Take from my mind is Enclave on the PlayStation 2. There's another game that can get erased from my mind, and I'll be perfectly fine with it.
I liked Enclave, except for the fact that it was asshole hard.
Yeah, I hated Enclave.
You couldn't beat it. I swear to Christ, you couldn't beat that game.
I hated it.
I hated Draken.
You hated
Draken? I didn't like it.
I'm going to punch
God.
You.
I hate
right
it.
In the penis.
You want to talk about a tip of the dick punch?
Oh my
God! Just, I didn't like it.
That's what
Angel of Darkness.
Wow, Angel of Darkness.
That was pretty painful.
Yeah, but you got a Tomb Raider fanboy next.
I know.
To you, so.
It was painful for me to play through that game. It really was. There were highlights in that game, but you had to go through a lot of pain.
Spider-Man.
You know, I would actually be about 3 years younger if I could erase the time it took. For load times in the original Legacy of Kain Blood Omen.
Hey, now.
I'm not saying that. I love the game, but you admit those
load times were atrocious.
You know, this might be predictable, what I'm about to say, but there is one game that I finished, and I don't know why I kept playing it, because I absolutely hated it.
Final Fantasy 7.
Final Fantasy 10.
Oh.
I love 7. I beat it 3 times.
Okay.
10, I continued to play through it thinking something was going to get good.
Yeah.
And it just didn't.
Blitzball, baby.
No.
Yeah.
No. I actually
turn-based
finished that entire game, and I hated it.
No. Okay, I got one. Final Fantasy VIII.
Dawson's Creek.
Final Fantasy VIII, because the weapons in that game became, about halfway through the game, became useless. So you had to rely, like, all your attacks on summon spells, which lasts about 20 seconds every
right.
time you do a summon.
Right.
At least 20 seconds, between 20 seconds to 30 seconds. Hmm. But anyway, I never beat the game, but I got all the way to the end and completely lost interest. Like, oh my God.
That pretty much describes any Final Fantasy game that I've ever tried to play.
You probably haven't even tried playing any of them. But anyway.
Oh!
But that's a lie, sir. That's a lie. And they suck.
I'll tell you what gaming experience I could delete from my mind and be happy about is getting my complete and utter ass kicked every single time I played Madden. I could do away with that for the rest of my life and be happy. I could also probably I don't know. I could probably do away with getting my ass kicked at Capcom versus SNK EO by zero tolerance every time we played too, but at least I had fun doing that.
I can also erase from my mind getting owned 10-0 in Halo from zero tolerance as well.
What about football? What's our record now?
Well, that's because you like 2K. No, I'm kidding. I actually used to like 2K.
Yeah, you got your ass whooped when that's all you played.
Yeah.
My Raiders stomped your 49ers every time.
But who stomped your Raiders? Well, Carolina, bitch.
We played Madden. That doesn't count. All you do is chuck the ball.
That's true. That's true.
I fucking hate Madden. I could go the rest of my life and never see the cover of Madden.
The difference between when we used to play 2K is we would actually have like a real football game. Mm. When we play Madden, you just chuck the ball and it's a race to see who scores the most points. Because what was the score in our game? 64-61?
Yeah, it was something
like that. It was like ridiculous. Like, really?
Yeah.
Who's ever scored this many points in a football game?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we're at the sweet spot, so it's a good stopping point.
Yeah.
We're a little bit over, but not a little bit under. And I have decided that I have a question for the readers this week that I would like to
pose. Nice. Look at you.
Yeah, turn the tables.
And I actually sat and debated this last night, and this comes from a lot we've been talking about with review systems lately. Which review rating do you guys prefer? Would you rather see an A to F rating? Would you rather see a 0 to 100 rating, a 0 to 10 rating, or a 1 to 5? And I think that we'll start a thread in the podcast section and say, hey, what's your choice? See all the difference in opinions on it and see what everybody has to say.
You want to go around this room and say what we think?
Sure. Okay. We can go around the room.
So we'll start the ball rolling, and you guys.
We'll start the ball rolling with what everybody thinks. We'll start as the same place as always. Killer Wolverine, what do you prefer?
I like the 0 to 10.
0 to 10? Mr. Khan?
It's kind of a toss-up. 0 to 10, if you're allowing the point fives into the ratio. But to tell you the truth, I think Game Fan did it with 0 to 100. I kind of like that in a way, this very specific score. I do not like the letter grade score.
Yeah, I hate the letter grade score. On to you.
The possibility this may incriminate me, but I'm not a fan of the letter grade score, even though the site that I write for uses a letter grade score. But hey, I deal with it. I just feel very limited to how I can do it. So actually, I don't like the letter grade score, and I don't like the 10-point score. I also really enjoyed the 100-point score as well, because it gives you a little bit more flexibility, and you saw a lot less perfect scores as well. So
when you can give a 98 or a 99, it helps.
Right. So you have a lot more leeway what you can do, and it's easier to judge, you know, when you see a game sitting in the 77s and stuff like that. And it's easier for you to, like, say, for instance, like, if we had a 100-point score scale on Grand Theft Auto, you know, you can actually give it, you know, 93 or whatever you want it, and then kind of break down why, because, you know, I deducted these points because of these flaws. So with a 10-point scale, you're kind of... Yeah.
But it depends on your 10-point scale. Right. You could do 9.1, 9.2, 9.3.
Right, right.
So.
But if you're going to do that, you might as well just do 0 to 100.
True.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing if you go point specific.
Yeah. I prefer that scale. I prefer either 0 to 100 or 1 to 10 with point ones. Because like he said, it lets you be more specific because there are times where even though it's just... 2 points. There is a difference in perception between 93 and 95.
Well, I mean, you look perception at IGN. IGN does it well. I mean, you'll get on there and you'll see a game get a, you know, an 8.9 and a 9.2, and you're like, ooh. It just seems like it's, even though it's only 4 points, it's like, ooh, or 3 points. It's, it's like, wow. It's like a. It's
but
a
don't big... they only rate between 7 and 10?
Yeah, it's a 70 to 100 scale.
Actually,
on
it's
IGN.
A 70 to a 9.9.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, that it's 100 now.
Well, now, but it hadn't been.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So what do you like?
I like the 1 to 10 scale, I do. I've been. The reason why I asked this is I'm kind of curious because I'm thinking of.
Changing ZTGD.
I'm thinking of changing it maybe, but at the same time, I want to consider what everybody wants to see because you really want to give them what they want to see.
1 to 10 with point fives.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Right.
That's what we use now,
but I'm just kind of curious what everybody else likes so that I can gauge it because you also have to realize if I do that, then do you keep the old scores for the old games, or do you or go do back you and change them?
Rescore them.
See, I don't think I'd go back and rescore them. I think we just start over.
I think you just start over.
Yeah. I think you should use like the ancient Egyptians, or use kind of like pictures to do it. Like, like, you know, a bad game would be like a pile of crap.
I think
and like a good game would be like a king's crown.
I'm going to be an abacus.
I think we do away with score period and just make it a text review.
That'd be beautiful, but then, you know,
what'd you think?
There's so much wrong
but
with
tell
it.
Me, what did you think?
You know,
what's your overall review? What'd you think?
There was,
how are we supposed to rate it on game rankings?
I forgot which game it was, but the newest issue of Play Magazine, Dave Halverson.
Gave it a 10?
No. He actually denied an actual numeral score.
Yeah, they don't give scores anymore. They've changed their...
Really?
Well, thing is, all the other reviews got scores, but I can't remember which game it was. One specific game, he's like, I'm not even going to give a numeral score for this. Just read my review. Which, I mean, his review was positive.
Right.
His review was always positive.
Right.
So, I guess he liked it. So, yeah.
I haven't met a game that Dave Howerson doesn't like.
It'd have to be really bad.
Yeah.
But thing is, that's because he loves video games.
That's fine.
True. He loved Blasto.
I didn't mind Blasto. I wouldn't say that I loved Blasto. Rest in peace, Phil Hartman. But
he likes Sonic the Hedgehog for the Xbox 360.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's one step over. That's one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line.
All right, but that wraps up the show.
15 minutes over the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So are you doing a podcast next week for Mother's Day? Because I can't be here, obviously. But
yes, we will probably do one next week, depending. We'll see. We'll let you guys know what our schedules are like. If it ends up we can't do one, then we won't do one. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But we will definitely let you know.
And leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, continue to promote that, yes. Because, get this, 5 more reviews, we move into the top featured.
Nice.
5 more.
Sweet. Oh, and there you since go. He didn't get hate mail, give me hate mail. Fuck it.
Yeah, give him hate mail.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like your opinion about GTA 4.
Well, after your 8.0 on Grand Theft Auto 4.
It's an 8!
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, send the hate mail.
I don't care.
Send him email
send
bombs.
Send it to me. I don't give a shit.
All right.
The email bombs.
Send a chicken head to his house.
Make sure he wakes up
and
with a horse.
Speaking of chicken heads.
Speaking of chicken heads, Mr. Cog, can you get us out of here?
Be a slave. You no longer have to be a slave.
where your life's a permanent getaway. If you keep your focus, you will find you no longer have to be a slave. Rise up all your zombies before you decay. You'll get what you want by starting today. If you no longer want to be a slave, you no longer have to be a slave. Rise up all your zombies before you decay. You'll get what you want by starting today. If you no longer want to be a slave.
How are you playing? Like it's Golden Axe Man.
I love Golden Axe Man.
Golden Axeman? That sounds like a Mega Man villain.
Golden Axeman!
Out of ideas, man.
Gold Man.
We're going to ruin the franchise with Battle Gold. Network, man.
What's up, little pussy?
Yeah, that's a keeper. That's an outtake.
That was a good thing I was recording.
What's up, little pussy?